this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting that he would not pardon his son, stating emphatically that no one is above the law, President Biden has done it.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional Republicans are chiming in on social media. Senator Chuck Grassley says he's shocked, adding he actually believed President Biden when Biden said he would not pardon Hunter. President-elect Trump refers to the pardon as an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. The FBI could be in for a seismic shakeup should President Trump's nominee for bureau director win confirmation. Former public defender Kash Patel has also worked as a House Intelligence Committee staffer and as Pentagon chief of staff. Dig they must. Cross parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Erie County, Pennsylvania, County Executive Brenton Davis says, "We're from the government, and we are here to help."
Folks find themselves in a power outage, things where they need to seek warmth, seek shelter. We can make arrangements. The National Guard will be available to transport folks to shelter. If anybody's watching this, they're stranded in a vehicle, they can call the non-emergency line. They can message any social media platform.
Davis speaking with WJET 24, Fox 66, are also digging out across parts of the Midwest. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 50 points. NASDAQ futures off 42 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976. 5.
Good Monday morning to you, folks. 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
City police and fire just rolled up to a wrecked Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street over on the east side. There's going to be some road blockage there, and I think maybe two medic units now at the scene in that area. About a half an hour ago, we were very busy. We had a wreck 95 south in Arbutus, just south of the Beltway. That's now off the roadway. And at one point, about a quarter to six, there was a wreck northbound on the BW Parkway at Powder Mill Road. They're still there, but off the roadway, and it looks like the backup is decreasing just a bit. We're definitely going to be back to normal today, of course, throughout the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Some Arctic air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is a bit brisk outside right now. A 26 degrees currently in Pikesville, downtown Baltimore. Only a few degrees warmer at 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore firefighters have found a person dead inside a vacant row home that caught fire early Sunday. Crews responded to the scene in the 2400 block of West Franklin Street shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning. They were able to put the fire out in less than an hour. The cause of the person's death is under investigation. Officials say police are investigating the incident as a possible arson. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. Incident happened Saturday after a suspect in a domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Feral Lane in Laurel. According to police body cam footage, officers found a female victim on an upper ledge of the house and a man at a window with a long gun. Police say the two officers fired shots at the man after he repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. He was found dead when officers entered the home. It's not clear if the gunfire by an officer or the suspect himself caused his death. And city police investigating the homicide in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 2200 block of North Monroe Street for a shot spotter alert overnight Sunday. No victim at the scene. Short time later, police were called to a hospital where a 30-year-old man turned up with a gunshot wound and he died. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 653. Your pick 4, 9298. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Baltimore, we have a problem.
Here's Tucker.
And the problem is Justin Tucker. Two field goal misses on the night for Tucker. Direct impact on the game as the Ravens fall again to one of the NFL's best teams. This time to the Eagles at home, 24-19 was the final. For the first time in his career, Tucker missing field goals and PATs in the same game got booed, and he talked about it in the postgame, saying that he alone cost the Ravens this game with those field goal misses. John Harbaugh was grilled on Tucker after the game and offered that he wasn't going to move on from Justin Tucker at this point. The loss puts the Ravens 1.5 games and 2 losses behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North. If the Ravens head into the bye, Steelers beat the Bengals yesterday in Cincinnati 44-38. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bills clinched their 5th straight AFC East title in the snow last night, 35-10 over the Niners. San Francisco running back Christian McCaffrey left the game with a PCL injury. It could be season-ending for him. Coming up at 6:35, more on the Ravens' loss to the Eagles, and there was chaos in Columbus. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back here to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Monday, December 2nd, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
Hi, Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. 410 WCBM 680 is our number. You can join the conversation at 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories this hour, a Randallstown woman confronts her carjacker.
Can you get out of my car? Can you get out of my car?
The answer is, well, sure, no problem at all. It's amazing. There is too much money we spend on government. It's time to shrink it.
You know, you go into these federal office buildings, and they're empty. There's nobody in them.
Top story here, though, today, after promising repeatedly that he would not pardon his son, Hunter, Chairman Joe, who once tweeted out, "No one is above the law," has done just that. Let's read his statement from yesterday, shall we?
Yes.
Today I signed a pardon for my son Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently.
Wow.
The charges in his cases came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Then, a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. No reasonable person. Where have I heard that before? No reasonable prosecutor. No reasonable person. It was Jim Comey.
Jim Comey. That's right. Right. Talk about
it. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There's been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they tried to break me. And there's no reason to believe it will stop here. Enough is enough. For my entire career, I have followed a simple principle. Just tell the American people the truth. They'll be fair-minded. Here's the truth. I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and led to a miscarriage of justice. And once I made this decision this weekend, there was no sense in delaying it further. I hope Americans will understand why a father and a president would come to this decision.
I'm shocked.
End of quote.
I'm just shocked.
Well, he just gave Trump. He just validated and vindicated everything that Trump has been saying about a corrupt Justice Department. It's his Justice Department. He's the one that named Merrick Garland as his Attorney General, and he just hung him out to dry. Oh, this is delicious. We're going to have fun with this morning,
folks. I'm so shocked. Just shocked, I tell you. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Let's start it off, Chuck.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And both the Harbor Tunnel's in good shape right now. We should be pretty much back to normal today with the usual heavy traffic. Southbound right now, we're okay after O'Donnell Street. All the lanes are open. We'll start to look at least for some slowing on the Beltway, and normally we get that back up on the west side. So we'll be watching that area, and right now just changing the camera over there. Lanes are open right at the ramp at 795. A little more traffic as you're moving south from Liberty Road, but it looks like everything's still smooth. The camera at I-70 is still looking at the trees, so that's a very nice view. The outer loop is clear at Route 40 West. City Police, couple of medic units there with a wreck on the east side. Heads up Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street. If that's a problem, you can go north just a bit. You can pick up Monument Street to go around that area. Everybody's doing fine right now through Annapolis on 50 from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your weather channel forecast, yes, this early dose of winter weather. Because it's not officially as of yet. This Canadian Arctic air is cold, sunny, and dry, and a high today of only 42 overnight. Back down in the mid to upper 20s where we sit right now, 25 and clear in the city. It is 26 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Black Friday was not the insane, chaotic, free-for-all of crazed bargain seekers that it once was. Besides, Americans had enough yelling, screaming, and fighting each other at the Thanksgiving table.
Yes.
I do have a funny story to tell you in a moment.
Oh, you do not.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a trip to Mar-a-Lago to discuss tariffs with President-elect Trump. Sort of a bend-the-knee moment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Apparently, Trump trolled Trudeau with a signed picture of Fidel Castro. You know, there's a rumor that that's his actual son.
Oh, I see. Yeah, really.
Yeah. And if you look at the resemblance, it is remarkable. Thanks to Trump's affinity for the song, the Village People's YMCA hit number one on the Billboard Dance Electronic Sales Chart. Not only is he making America great again, he's making disco great again.
Yeah.
Only Trump could do that.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah. So at our Thanksgiving dinner table, literally, we had about 17, 18 people. Half are pro-Trump. The other half are never Trump. Okay?
Did you talk politics?
We did not talk politics. It was a very civil day. It was a wonderful day of family and Thanksgiving, despite our political differences. But my youngest son, Logan, came up with an ingenious scheme. At the end of the night when everybody is leaving, he had a little speaker placed next to the front door. And using his phone, as people were leaving, he was playing YMCA. And there was the Trump dance was being visibly shown. And what's interesting is that only two out of like eight people got it. And nice exit music. You know? The other they had no clue. They had no clue what the Trump dance was, nor had they any clue that this was a song associated with him. When you live in the bubble of MSNBC and CNN, you never see that. So it was kind of an interesting experiment. I thought it was fun. I thought I did a great job.
I kind of did the same thing. My stepson and his wife were in town from Asheville,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sitting on the sofa, and my wife and I had a conversation. Probably not a good idea to watch Fox, to make sure we don't have a big problem. Mm-hmm. So of course, the snow's falling up in upstate New York. I want to see what the update was. So
right.
I put it on Fox.
Right.
And they went out of the snowstorm coverage to Donald Trump is now picked for his FBI investigator, blah, 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 blah. And they went, boo, whoop. And they looked, and they got up and left and went in the den and put the other TV on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
They were severely pissed off.
They got triggered, did they?
Wow.
Yeah, they got triggered. And I thought, well, don't let the other door hit you in the ass on the way out because I ain't changing anything.
The town of Emo in Ontario, Canada, has been fined $10,000 for refusing to celebrate Pride Month. Not Canadian Pride, but gay Pride.
Right.
So instead of playing the 10 grand, the town's only movie theater will be forced to show Wicked for the next 12 months.
The town of Emo? Emo?
Emo. Emo.
It's like that.
I don't know what province. Oh, it's in Ontario. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Google's customers are getting older. It's commonly said that Googling is for old people. It's so old they're now going to rename it Gurgle.
Or Gargle.
Or Gargle, either one.
Line out of Seinfeld where George's parents always called it Guggle. Gonna Guggle it.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen is officially engaged to his actor-singer girlfriend Haley Steinfeld. Finally, Josh Allen will get a ring.
Burn. It was a cold-looking game last night.
Yes, it was.
Oh my!
Did you see the people clearing out the snow in the stadium?
Yeah, but they didn't clear the seats.
No.
They cleared the row to get up there.
Right.
Then you had to clear your seat.
You cleared your own seat, right. Come on, what do you want? All right, so the Billboard magazine is now named the greatest country artist of all time. Okay, I have the top five here.
All right.
Who do you think is number one?
George Jones.
No, not even in the top five.
Johnny Cash.
Not in the five. Wow.
No.
Garth Brooks.
Johnny, no, Garth Brooks is not in the top five.
Cash.
Good guesses.
June Carter.
Johnny Cash is number two.
Is June Carter on the list?
Not on the top five.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Travis.
I was surprised George Strait was not in the top five.
Right, there's another one.
Yeah, but not in the top five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here they are. Hank Williams, Sr., number 5. Loretta Lynn, number 4. Sure. Willie Nelson, number 3. Johnny Cash, number 2.
Dolly?
Dolly.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, number 1. Greatest country artist of all time. But she did not sell anywhere near as many records as Garth Brooks did.
No.
Yeah, of course not. Or Taylor Swift in her country version.
Yes.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay's still out there.
You mean Beyonce's not on the list?
No.
Wow, what a shocker.
She's got a hat.
She does. And she'll be wearing it.
Good in that hat.
She'll be wearing it when she sings at the Ravens, was it, Texans game on Christmas Day on Netflix, if we can see it in between buffering.
Yeah.
And we don't want to bring up the Ravens. We'll talk about the Ravens.
Yesterday, I don't want to see anything.
Yeah, that was a bad game. And you know what? Stop blaming Justin Tucker.
Right.
He missed two. How many plays did the offense fail to execute yesterday?
Oh, my God. Pass after pass after pass.
How many plays did the offensive coordinator fail to call correctly against the Philadelphia Eagles defense?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Okay. After the first quarter, they were, you know, just running down the field. And then they got nothing. They got 40-some yards in the second quarter.
Yeah, he played his part, but you win as a team, you lose as a team. And unfortunately, Justin Tucker missed a couple of kicks yesterday.
Yeah. He's had a rough year. I had the chance to meet him, actually, on Thanksgiving. But we'd had our Thanksgiving with our son earlier.
Oh, so you're the one.
I'm the one, yeah. It's the Bruce Elliott curse. That's what did it.
He strained his leg.
He's like an awfully nice guy. We actually talked singing because he's this wonderful baritone voice. And his wife, Anna, is delightful. They were their son. We had dinner at the same restaurant. Seemed like an awfully nice guy. I mean, I just keep things human. We didn't talk about the game, didn't talk about football at all. So it's, you know, I just wanted to meet him as a guy.
See, and the IBF picked it up, Chuck. When he says we had a dinner at a restaurant, that means he had to pay for it.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so he did not give him a plug.
Right. He said they talked about singing. What the hell does he know about singing?
Who, Justin or Bruce?
No, Bruce.
Oh, really?
Bruce is in a choral group. Yeah, all right, we got to run, folks.
This is my major, Chuck. Is what I did for a living for years.
We're late for...
No kidding.
Yeah. Support his family for 2 days.
Yes. All right. On 7 years' income.
Rescues...
Call me later and tell me all about it.
Rescues Natural Supplements. Black Friday sale continues today. We extended it to today as the last day for you to save up to 80% off your favorite nutraceuticals available to improve your health, to maintain your health. We figured you were so busy during the Thanksgiving holiday. This was a great time for us to extend it. It is on until midnight tonight. That's it. The best sale of the year. It's a Black Friday sale each and every year, and it's going to end tonight at midnight, so you still have plenty of chances to save on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. Call today. No coupon code needed, and everything's marked down already at the website, res-q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StouffierLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Some brake lights now, 895 southbound, beginning to slow at O'Donnell Street. We're definitely back in business today, back to work, back to school. So 895, some normal delays already there. 95 is not bad. Top of the hill, Keith Avenue, but everybody's going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open. City police still working on the wreck. Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street. And over on the west side, outer loop, getting a little busy now from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast is going to be cold and sunny and dry today and a high about 42, very winter-like, and to get overnight temps back down in the mid to upper 20s. Right now, 22 and clear in Forest Hill, 25 in Glen Burnie. And we are talking about Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter Biden, who said he would never do. I remember that ABC interview he gave with David Muir. He was asked point blank, would you pardon your son? No. That was it. And that was backed up by Chris Jean-Pierre repeatedly at the podium at the White House press conference, where she said that
never had been considered, never will be considered, won't be considered, period. Over and over again they said this.
But here's the Biden crime family boss, Chairman Joe, pardoning his son Hunter Biden in the gun and tax cases and any federal crimes. Get this, from 2014 through 2024.
Wow.
For a 10-year period. So that's an interesting time frame as well. Now we got to go back and look at when was he bragging in before the for somebody, some group, I can't remember who it was, where they were.
Foreign Affairs. Yeah, it was Foreign Affairs.
No, it was some, I can't remember the name of the group, the organization. But you're right, it was, and he was bragging in front of this group. That he got the prosecutor fired.
Right. That's Joe bragging about that. Yeah.
And so that is, and again, there's lots of talk about, remember, the bribery and all this on the money, where all the money go, and so on and so forth. So it's interesting. But here again, this was his administration. Merrick Garland was his guy. He took Merrick Garland from a judge and made him the attorney general. And he was taking great pride. He's going to restore the faith in the institutions. And now, on his way out, a blistering statement about how his son was selectively persecuted, basically, is what they're saying here. And this is raw politics, which has infected this process. Well, so this is what Trump has been talking about. This actually gives Kash Patel a boost in the arm. We'll get to him at the top of next hour. Let's take a phone call. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
I guess good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone had a meaningful Thanksgiving holiday this past week. Here's a question. How much money did the courts and the process, for the trials and preliminaries and all that, how much did that cost? And because of the pardon, is the federal government going to be, I'm not sure how this works. Do they get reimbursed for this because of the pardon, or is it just a loss? And taxpayers' money for this.
Taxpayers foot the bill. There's no recompense. There's no reimbursement unless this was part of a plea deal where a judge ordered it. And obviously, when you're pardoned, you are excused of any obligations. Your criminal record is completely sanitized, and you don't owe anything in return.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's like it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it never happened. And we foot the bill for this. The bigger one is the Jack Smith. The money that was spent, all told, on Jack Smith's pursuing of lawfare against Donald Trump. That's the big one. This is a peanuts on the Hunter Biden thing. But, Mark, thanks for the call and the question. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Politics 101. Lib trash won't prosecute lib trash.
Well, we all knew that this was going to happen. I didn't for one second believe him because he's a 50-year inveterate liar, Joe Biden. So I knew when he was saying he would never pardon his son that was going to be a lie.
Yeah.
The question was only when. You know, was it going to be the day before, the day of that morning, so he didn't have to answer any questions? But this was a carefully crafted and worded lawyerly statement that he put out yesterday, and this is an indictment of his DOJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's clear what he's saying is my Department of Justice went after my son, and obviously it was political because, after all, I put all the people in office and they're supposed to do only what I want them to do. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it makes, frankly, makes every single Trump nominee, every single job sail through, it seems to me. But we'll find out if that works.
Yeah, well, I think Cash Patel is going to be a beneficiary of this pardon.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and up next, Stephen Moore, talking about the waste in federal government. Right now, news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. City police investigating a homicide in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 2200 block of North Monroe Street for a shot spotter alert overnight Sunday. There was no victim at the scene. A short time later, police were called to a hospital. A 30-year-old man turned up with a gunshot wound and died. According to the preliminary investigation, the victim was shot on North Monroe and was driven to the hospital. Baltimore County police have arrested five teens in connection with an attempted carjacking in Towson. The teens between the ages of 13 and 17 were taken into custody Saturday night after the carjacking attempt in the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road. Police say four of the teens, also suspects in a November 29 assault in this same area. Police say the circumstances surrounding both crimes are part of an ongoing investigation. Baltimore firefighters found a person dead inside a vacant row home that caught fire early Sunday. Crews responded to the scene in the 2400 block of West Franklin Street shortly after 8 a.m., able to put out the fire in less than an hour. Cause of the person's death under investigation. Officials say police are investigating the incident as a possible arson. The Independent Investigations Unit of the Maryland Attorney General's Office investigating a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. The incident happened Saturday after the suspect in a domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Farrell Lane in Laurel. According to police body cam footage, officers found a female victim on an upper ledge of the house and a man at a window with a long gun. Police say two officers fired shots after the man repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. He was found dead when officers entered the home. It is not clear, however, if the gunfire by an officer or the suspect himself caused his death. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 653. Your pick four, 9298. Now, 633. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The accident in the city east side is still there. Had a couple of medic units at one point. Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street. We're looking live at the Tidings Bridge. If you're traveling early this morning, 95 is clear. Both directions right there. Cecil, Harford County line. Beltway west side still okay. It's filled in just a bit, but nothing major. But now the backup on 895 southbound. The old Harbor Tunnel is now slowing before the bridge at Eastern Avenue, starting to back up to the Urban Avenue ramp. We're still about the top of the hill on 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some brake lights up around the top there at the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some Arctic air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, booze rained down on Justin Tucker at the stadium last night as the Ravens let another one slip away. The final was 24-19, the Ravens losing to the Eagles. Two field goal misses for Tucker yesterday, an extra point as well, as the Ravens lose to one of the NFL's best. For the first time in his career, Tucker missing field goals and PATs in the same game. He talked about it after the game and said that this one was on him. John Harbaugh was grilled on Tucker after the game and said that he wasn't going to move on from Justin Tucker. The loss puts the Ravens 1.5 games and 2 losses behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North as the Ravens head into the Steelers beat the Bengals yesterday in Cincinnati 44-38. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bills clinched their 5th straight AFC East title in the snow last night, 35-10 over the Niners. San Francisco running back Christian McCaffrey left the game with a PCL injury. It could be season-ending for the Niners running back. College football, there was chaos in Columbus as the Michigan Wolverines beat Ohio State 13-10 in a big upset. But it got worse from there. After the game, Michigan attempted to plant a flag, a Michigan flag, at midfield, at the horseshoe, at Ohio State, and the Buckeyes would not allow it. A melee ensued. Police had to intervene. Pepper spray was used. That's being investigated. Both teams were fined $100,000 for the incident. Meanwhile, Penn State pummeled Maryland on Saturday, 44-7, handing the Terps their 7th loss in 8 games to finish the season at 4-8. The Nittany Lions will now face Oregon in the Big Ten football championship game. The Turkey Bowl, 104, went to Loyola, 17-14 over Calvert Hall on Thursday, and the Dons lead the all-time series 52-44-8. College basketball yesterday, Maryland was at home. They crushed Steve McNair's alma mater, Alcorn State. 96-58 was the final. Baltimore freshman Derek Queen led the way, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Terps are now 7-1. And finally, Michaela Schifrin, the American World Cup alpine skier, who has the most World Cup wins of any alpine skier in history, suffered a major puncture wound to her abdomen yesterday, severe muscle trauma after she crashed during a giant slalom race in Vermont. The time now is 6:37 when we return, putting this Ravens loss in perspective.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
So, yeah, let's put this Ravens loss in perspective for a minute here.
You said the problem is Justin Tucker.
Well,
and I understand he got booed.
It's one of the problems.
I understand he was slumping, but you can't put it all on Justin Tucker.
No, absolutely not. And if you really want to delve into it, really the game was lost after the first two Ravens drives. The Ravens were hot at the open. They got a field goal and a touchdown, yep, although we missed the extra point. It was 9-0.
Right.
Looked like the Ravens were on fire. Next three drives, 9 plays,
3 and out,
5 yards.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, Philly was scoring 2 touchdowns.
Right.
That was the turn in the game right there. They took the 14-9 lead. Ravens could never recover. So really the biggest issue for the Ravens this year, especially when it comes to playing the good teams, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Philly, inconsistency,
right,
from drive to drive. They start out hot and then they falter. They falter and then they get hot. You've got to have that consistency against these good teams, or you're not going to beat these, yeah, playoff teams.
Also, look, the other team gets paid too.
Sure.
And so they're going to make a adjustments on the defense to what you've just done on offense, and apparently that's what Philadelphia did. The question is, what adjustments did they counter with, and were they effective? And obviously, they weren't effective.
Right.
And the other is execution.
Right.
If you don't execute the plays, so that's on the quarterback, it's on the wide receivers, it's on the offensive line, it's on the running back, it's on the offensive coordinator, it's on everybody.
And the interesting thing is, the Ravens' defense, which was maligned for much of the season, has actually played well the last 3 weeks. They held Pittsburgh to 16. They held Philadelphia. They held the best running back in the league yesterday pretty much in check. He did in the fourth quarter get that 25-yard touchdown. Yeah. But I would take that defensive performance any day of the week. And it just it wasn't enough because the offense was inconsistent and Justin Tucker missed those field goals.
Yeah. All right. Well, and the Steelers, Russell Wilson throws for 400 yards.
Well, I mean, Cincinnati can't stop you.
That's true.
So that's the other part of it. Hey, but look, also, one more thing real quick. The Ravens, even though the loss, the Ravens still have everything in front of them.
Yeah.
They have four games to go. They're all winnable. Pittsburgh's got a tough way to go. Philly, Kansas City, and the Ravens. That's three tough games
for
them.
Yeah. So. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Phil is in Catonsville. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I got a couple of things Trump could do to alleviate this pardon. And first of all, rescind the Bronze Stars that Bobado Biden got. Second of all, make sure that when they bury Joe, they put a toilet seat around his neck.
Okay, Phil. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Bo Biden won his Bronze Stars. And you're not going to punish Joe Biden by yanking the Bronze Star from his dead son. And that just, to me, I couldn't go there. So,
well, he was awarded. We don't like to say won.
Yeah, he was awarded.
He was awarded the Bronze Stars.
Yeah. We're playing with stuff in here.
Yes,
so
we are.
I'm pardon the extraneous noise. It's all good. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. And, well, there's now a lot of talk about how we're going to cut the size of government moving forward. The DOGE Committee, as it is so named, has talked about this. Stephen Moore was asked about this over the weekend.
There is so much waste in this budget. I think you could easily cut 20% to 30% of federal spending, and a lot of people wouldn't even miss it.
Yeah, I think he's probably right on that. One thing you could do is simply say, well, maybe you got to show up for work. If you expect to be paid and expect to keep your job, and there should be some kind of a metric involved so that if you don't actually show up for work and do your job, you could be fired.
I don't know if you saw the other day, you know, you go into these federal office buildings and they're empty. There's nobody in them. You know,
right.
It's craziness.
Yeah. Since COVID, a lot of the federal office buildings are pretty much abandoned. Well, it seems to me the first thing you do is you tell your employees you got to show up for work. Starting Monday, that's it, 9 o'clock, whatever your time, your day starts, you're there, and we're going to start defining what your role is in this organization, and if there are duplicates. One thing he pointed out, by the way, is there are a lot of places where annually they ask for additional positions. Now, I need 4 more slots here. I need 5 more slots. They don't fill them, but we pay for them. You know, we fund those positions even if they're not filled.
Yeah, I think we need a return to the zero-based budgeting as far as, you know, the way it's budgeted now in the federal government, say your budget is $2 billion, okay?
Well, yeah.
That's a lot. I'd say it's $2 million. All right, so, but you don't... You don't actually operate on that budget. You then have to ask for an increase in the budget. And if you don't actually use all the budget, well, that's fine too. That doesn't go back into the coffers. You just you get an increase on the increase.
Yeah. What happens, Sean, is at the end of every year, every department in each each agency, they're told if you haven't used you spend it.
Right.
Buy something. Do something. You have to zero it out. We have to be able to justify asking for more. And if you haven't spent it all, we can't ask for more for you. We're going to have to ask for the same amount or less. So everybody goes out and spends like a drunken sailor.
Well, Joni Ernst, and she's going to be looking at it over in the Senate, and Marjorie Taylor Greene over in the House, they came up with that list of $2 trillion in cuts that they've identified easily already. And to make matters even more interesting, we're being told that a bunch of people are getting ready to hand in their resignation investigations over at the DOD and the DOJ if Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth get confirmed. So that'll be addition by subtraction there as well.
Yeah, and Joe Biden, thank you for your statement yesterday. You make Kash Patel's job and getting his job a whole lot easier. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Barter Johnson.
We're definitely busy going into both the Harbor Tunnels, but at least right now, the lanes are open. 895 is slowing between O'Donnell Street and the Erdman Avenue ramp, so it's not too bad. 95 is still clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with a little more traffic now south of O'Donnell Street, but the pace is still good right through there. The Beltway West Side definitely getting busy from 795 to Frederick Road, still okay at Green Spring, and the Outer Loop at Hartford Road. That will pick up in the next 25 minutes or so. You might still see the remains of that wrecked Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street, and if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway, the morning backup is already there, Outer Loop from New Hampshire Avenue and around towards Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be cold, sunny, dry today, high about 42, and tonight lows in the mid to upper 20s, and then tomorrow, again, pretty much the same. It is going to be 43, 44 on Wednesday, and no rain through at least Wednesday, but the cold temperature is going to be around with us for at least through this week. Right now, clear in 23 in Parkville, it is 24 in Severn. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Sandamandal hogwash.
All right, Chili's has dropped a brand new secret menu item that promises to add some sweet heat to your epic cheese pulls. The honey chipotle mozzarella is now back in with the fried mozzarella. And diners can grab it as part of the fried mozzarella app or in the triple dipper. It's not on the menu, so you have to ask for it by name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that is interesting. So that is the case you want. It's the Honey Chipotle Mozz, short for mozzarella. Pepsi's festive gingerbread sodas are super limited. And here's how to get yours. You know, a big brands in the grocery aisles pulling all the stops. And Pepsi Zero is now got the gingerbread mini cans featuring cinnamon and ginger flavors as well. So there you have it.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme stole Christmas with these Grinch-inspired donuts. So if you're looking for some Grinch and the Christmas time, Grinchy Claws. It's an original glazed donut.
Grinchy Claws.
Grinchy Claws.
Okay.
Dipped in chocolate icing, topped with frosting, confetti dots. The Cindy Lou Who Mary Berry donut as well. The Santa Belly donut. This might be one of Chuck's favorites. Custard cream filled treat, dripped in red icing with a chocolate Santa belt.
I'd love to give you a chocolate Santa belt.
I bet you would. But the Grinch actually it looks like the Grinch, don't it? It actually looks like the Grinch is still Christmas. Yeah, it is. It's got the green icing on it.
Okay.
And we've gone from merch. You know, a lot of these places are doing, pajamas and shoes and stuff. Chili's. Their new merch is the Triple Dipper Bliss collection. This is a bedding bundle, $85. Includes pillow covers inspired by Chili's Nashville Hot Mott's Chicken Crispers and Big Mouth Bites. So now, Chuck, you can lay in your bed surrounded by Chili's bedding and merchandise.
And some Big Mouth stuff.
Yeah, some really nice. Big stuff.
You're going to have to get rid of that whole Buffet City stuff you already have on the bed, though.
That's right.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All this, the quilt made of Buffet City napkins.
Yes.
Well, at least they're linen.
Sure they are.
Yes.
Are you tired of turkey leftovers as of yet?
No. I'm tired of this bit, so let's move on.
Gets a little heat, and then all of a sudden he wants to get out of the kitchen. Okay. All right.
I'm getting slammed here.
Yeah, you are. It's Monday. It's early in the week. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Guys, when you talk about budgets, I want to make an analogy that if you go to the grocery store and you pay them too much money, what do you get back? Your change. I want my money back.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about saving. I mean, they've taken for 20 years. give some kind of bone back to the people that are paying the taxes. My God, don't let them keep it and cut the budget down. I mean, do something. That money would be spent in the economy.
Well, the idea is to shrink the demand for money, which is what the Doge thing is all about. So if there's less demand for the money, then there are fewer taxes being paid for that particular purpose. That's how you get the money back to the citizens. They never had to send it in the first place.
You know,
I know, but it's been a 20-year problem that is so massive. Unless there's going to be people jumping off bridges with these kind of cuts. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a massive suicide rate, which is scary for a lot of people. I don't have to worry about it, but it's scary for a lot of people that are going to lose their jobs in the federal government, which I agree with, but it's going to be, it ain't going to be pretty, fellas.
Steve, hold on a second. How many jobs have you had during the course of your life? Steve? Here's the problem. The assumption that a government job is forever is, to me, not a very good assumption to make. And that if somebody in the federal government loses their job after having their job for 15 years, that this is the end of life for them. Look, maybe our industry is odd because we tend to lose our jobs more often, particularly early in our career, than later on. But I don't know anybody who is with the same company they were with when they were 22 years old.
Now, here's the problem. We have a spending problem in our country. We have, do you know, this figure blew me away. We are adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days to the national debt. $1 trillion every 100 days. So in the course of a year, we're adding $3 to $3.5 trillion in debt every year. Because we're spending like crazy. It's got to stop. It's unsustainable. Trump knows it's unsustainable. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy know it's unsustainable. So there's going to be some austerity. Is it going to impact the economy? That's a question that economists are debating right now as to whether or not the economy will suffer under any austere measures that are imposed by Doge. But it has to be done. At some point, otherwise, you become a debtor nation. We probably already are a debtor nation, and that is even worse. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. And coming up next, Baltimore carjackings are at it again. Wait to hear the latest.
Rescue Health. Look, it is December, folks, and it's time to move on to a whole new kind of excitement for you. For those of us who have been dealing with rescue for quite some time, I got to tell you, it is the bomb, as they say. One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year. It's back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Still going on. Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement. Today is the last day of this deal. Discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. So get shopping now. This Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday, that is tonight, at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all rescue supplements are up to 80% off until tonight at midnight. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Navarrete Romero, 31-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested last week by the Herndon police, charged with raping a woman on the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. Remember, you used to be able to go there safely. Same thing near Baltimore. Do you like American women not being able to go out and just take a walk without being raped and murdered by illegals? Really, Democrats? Do you understand why you lost yet?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning, Cash Patel. Boy, he's got a new gig, or at least he believes he does. We'll talk about that. More on Ukraine. There are those who are saying what we really got to do is spend even more and more and more and more and more money on Ukraine, because after all, somehow they deserve it. That and the Dem resistance is cranking up. We'll talk about all of that between 7 and 8 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, it's 653. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, southeast side, Interloop, and North Point Boulevard. It looks like from the camera shot that it's blocking the right side of the roadway. So there is an impact there. It's not bad, but you're slow right at the accident scene. The backup now on the west side, pretty solid, 795. It goes all the way down to Frederick Road before it does break loose. That means we're solid at Liberty Road, I-70, and down to Route 40. The tunnels are backed up a little bit southbound, not really out of sight at this point. 895 is back to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing from the top of the hill at Keith Avenue. Made a quick check through Annapolis, and we're still okay on 50, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Going to be another cold, wintry day today. Sunny, dry, and 42 tonight. Back down into the low and mid-20s. Just been cold the last several days. Going to be continued cold throughout the rest of the week. No rain or snow in sight, so that's, I guess, the silver lining here. Right now, clear 26 in Arnold, 25 in Middle River. And once again, a plethora of carjackings in around the Baltimore metro area. Well, first and foremost is we had Towson Town, five juveniles apprehended in Towson Town after attempted carjacking. Baltimore County Police announced that five teens, this was in the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road around 8 o'clock on, this was on Saturday. The suspects included a 17-year-old female, 16-year-old, two 15-year-olds, and 13-year-old. 13-year-old male. Four of the five juveniles are also suspects in a reported assault that took place in the same area a night prior. So, again, these are juvenile repeat offenders. We have a juvenile crime problem that is an epidemic. It's off the charts. And we have Governor Accountability, Wes Moore, and Vinny Schiraldi. No one's doing a damn thing about it as we watch these carjackings. And again, right now, a lot of them are just carjackings, but eventually some of these will escalate, especially as the juveniles jump in their vehicles and try to leave the area at a high rate of speed, or the police pursue and they crash the cars and things of that nature. So this happened to a Randallstown woman just the other day. This was last Wednesday morning. Teresa Williams is a Baltimore City school teacher, and she noticed her Hyundai was gone when she woke up on Wednesday morning. She called Baltimore County Police to report it stolen, and then later that afternoon she was in a rideshare, and when she noticed her stolen car, not far from where she lived. So she convinced the rideshare guy to, draw up next to the car. They came to a red light. Okay, the car stopped at a red light. She gets out of the car and confronts her carjackers.
Can you get out of my car? Can you get out of my car?
So they begin to bail from the car, and they take off four. And they looked to be pretty young to me because they were small. Four juveniles looked to be males. And couldn't see their faces because they had their hoodies up. And they fled the car on foot. The rideshare, I mean, look, she could have been run over.
Yeah, pretty easily.
They could have had a firearm. Okay, they could have had a weapon. They could have had a knife, for that matter. She could have been beaten or killed. Not advisable that you get out and confront your carjackers. Why did she do it? And that's the motivation. Why would she do that? Why not just call the police? Tail the car. Say, I'm following my car. It's been stolen. I've got it in my sights. We're driving on blah, 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 blah. Why didn't she do that? But she got out of the car. Why did she do that? Well, her answer may shock you.
It wasn't about my car at that point. At that point, it was about protecting these children, and I just felt like I was doing my job. God knows what would have happened if they would have got pulled over by the cops and ran off like that. Like, Baltimore has seen that before.
Yeah, she's worried about the juveniles. The juveniles being arrested by the police, because after all, don't you, when she says cops, you know, the implication there, you know, these juveniles, who knows what would have happened to them? They could have been physically harmed or perhaps even, died in some misunderstanding. And so she took it upon herself to put herself at risk in order to protect the people who stole her car. And does that not tell you what's wrong with the sentiment in this area, in the city today?
Yeah, because what would have happened if the police had pulled them over, even if the police had taken them into custody, is they would have been released to their parents or guardians within hours.
Yeah, they had to go to mommy and daddy, especially if it was their first.
Big deal.
Yeah, because carjacking, remember, is not considered a violent crime.
Absolute idiocy. I mean, I have no way of characterizing it beyond that. Absolute idiocy. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. For those of you who have problems with your transmissions, let me recommend to you that you contact Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. They've joined together now to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they are the best team in Baltimore.
If you think Matt Gaetz set their hair on fire, here comes Kash Patel, and we'll talk about that coming up next. It's 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. For the longest time, the White House line was this. President Biden will not pardon Son Hunter for tax evasion and his conviction in a federal gun possession case. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, asked by reporters on a number of occasions,
does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
But somehow that no turned into a yes.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump calling the blanket pardon, which covers 10 years from 2014 to the present, a miscarriage of justice. Asking, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been in prison for years? The Lake Effect Snow Machine has buried parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania beneath feet of snow. In Erie, PA, Ashton Pettit says it's been downright surreal.
My car's been stuck for 3 days in the middle of the road, despite having already shoveled it for about 4 hours with help and even having a truck try to tow me out. When I got towed, my car kind of just turned into a plow. It was plowing the snow with its front bumper.
The snowbound Pennsylvanian speaking with WJET 24, Fox 66. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 32 points, NASDAQ futures off 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm
Mom, surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary three-stage process, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to HeatHolders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. HeatHolders.com.
Zen. Good morning at 7:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report there may be an accident near the ramp at 95 and 395. So right now we're looking for that. We're looking at least a backup as we're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So that looks to be where it is as you're coming south. And I'm not quite sure yet which lane. I'm seeing slowing in all four lanes, but the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, keep an eye out for that until we get some more information. 95 southbound as you're leaving the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck on the Beltway, mostly on the shoulder now, but heads up on the inner loop at North Point Boulevard on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some Arctic air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 27 degrees. Hunt Valley right now also looking at 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore police looking to identify a man who was on an MTA bus when a passenger was shot and killed Saturday. Police have released a photo of the person, and anyone with information on him is asked to call homicide detectives. Victim was shot at around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the intersection of South Utah and West Baltimore. Victim later taken to the hospital where he died. Baltimore City's winter shelter status is active until 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services developed a winter plan to coordinate efforts between the city and providers that offer shelter and life-saving services for those who are without homes during the season. Emergency shelter offered when the temperature and wind chill drops to 32 degrees or lower. And Baltimore firefighters found a person dead inside a vacant row home that caught fire early yesterday. Crews responded to the scene at the 2400 block of West Franklin shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, able to put out the fire in less than an hour. Cause of the person's death under investigation. Officials say police are investigating the incident as a possible arson. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers 653 was your pick 3. Your pick 4, 9298. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Saquon versus Roquan, and the advantage goes to Saquon Barkley, that is, as the league's leading rusher bottled up for most of the game, broke through for a 25-yard game-clinching score as the Eagles down the Ravens 24-19, the final yesterday at M&T Bank Stadium. Barkley finished with 107 yards on the ground, below his average, but 65 on 13 carries in the second half, and the Ravens, who were the most efficient red zone team in the league coming in at 71% touchdown rate, were held to just two of five inside the 20. Meanwhile, boos rained down on, of all people, Justin Tucker, as the Ravens' beleaguered kicker missed two field goals and a PAT that had a direct impact on the game. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Steelers opened up a 1.5-game lead on the Ravens behind 400-plus passing yards from Russell Wilson. They beat the Bengals 44-38 in Cincinnati. The Bills clinched their fifth straight AFC East title in the snow, 35-10 over San Fran. Josh Allen had the distinction of throwing for a touchdown, running for a touchdown, and catching a touchdown pass. College basketball, Maryland big over Alcorn State, 96-58. Derek Queen with 20 points. And locally, Morgan State big over Central Penn, 123-70. Coming up at 7:35, the governor's son making a mark in football. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We're back at it here on this Monday morning, and we awaken to the news that Joe Biden has flipped, decides to pardon his son Hunter. You can react to that. We've got more coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are our local numbers for you to call in and debate and join the discussion. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
You know what we haven't done enough of? We haven't done nearly enough money to Ukraine.
We need to give them the weaponry they need, give them the permissions they need, give them all the military support, logistical, tactical, we can, that without coming into direct conflict with the Russians ourselves.
Democrat super lawyer Mark Elias announces he is going to be the face of the resistance and the opposition to Trump going forward.
Donald Trump and the cynics want us to believe that he is all powerful and that if you fight back, you will lose. He wants.
That's not what he wants us to believe. You guys are such tools. Honest to God. All right. But let's start with this. Looks like there's going to be at least a moderate shakeup over at the FBI. Cash Patel at the top of the sack. Yeah, in previous conversations, he's had some rather specific ideas as to, for example, what to do with the great, big, glorious FBI headquarters in D.C.
The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big, and the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and rapists and drug dealers and violent offenders.
Well, of course, this has the deep state here on fire. I mean, actually on fire. The idea of taking 7,000 people who are sitting in comfy offices in Washington, D.C. and say, go out and do what you signed up for initially. Go be cops. Go be federal cops. Go catch the bad guys. Patel says one of the things that has to happen through this entire process is if they're not capable of doing that, it's time to let them go. It's time to shrink government.
What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. We got the DNI and I was like, okay, what do all these people do? We've got the CIA, so why do I have analysts doing the CIA's job here? Why do I have a floor of them? Like, give me a good answer. I don't know everything. I don't know a lot. But if you can give me an answer that satisfies their existence, I'm all in. Well, we just have our own people. Okay, well, now we don't.
Period. And this is something we talked about last hour. One of the people called in and said what he'd like to see is for us as taxpayers to get some of the money back that we have sent to Washington, D.C., that they have either misused or aren't using or putting in their pockets for future use.
No one returns money It's the biggest fiction in government that you can't return money. Every agency and department that I've ever worked for, when it comes to the fiscal end of the year, they're like, go on trips, go spend money. What? Just give it back to Congress. We can't do that.
Why not? I mean, he's asking, yeah, why not?
I think more important, and look, financial concern is always a concern, but more importantly for Cash Patel is to restore the credibility
and the integrity
and integrity to the FBI. That is first and foremost. That has got to be his main mission and his main goal.
Yeah, no more sending FBI agents to check on people who object to what their local school board's doing. No more sending them around to Roman Catholic churches where they actually worship in Latin instead of in a language you and I can actually understand and speak. So, no, this has got to be the primary objective of what the FBI is all about, yeah. And he will return that to its core mission. And that, I mean, that's not unreasonable.
But it's going to be with pushback. There's going to be major pushback on this, and it's going to take a little bit. But I think it starts with, I'm hoping that what's being reported is true, that hundreds of people have already going to turn in their resignations on January 21st. So we'll see.
Shucks. Sorry to see you go. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
And now, a big delay. 95 southbound. The wreck is before 395. It's right at the beginning there of the Hanover Street ramp, which takes you south on 95, the right side of the roadway. There's a medic unit. There's the fire department. All kind of vehicles involved. It looks like three, maybe four vehicles were involved. So right now, we're just getting traffic by to the center and the left of the accident scene. Now, get this. The backup goes through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are affected there. And then the traffic coming down the hill from O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue through there is starting to back up as well. So a pretty good size backup now. Hold on just one second. That in turn is also backing up 895 now. They're going to get the word that there's a big delay on 95. So here we go again. We'll have gridlock now for 895 towards the Pulaski Highway Bridge. And 95 is going to back up very quickly, very soon. If they don't get these vehicles out, it'll be backed up now towards Eastern Avenue and maybe as far back as Moravia Road. They were also dispatching equipment to the Hanover Street ramp, which I think is related to this same call. Local traffic heads up for that as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel 4. Forecast, another cold, wintry day today. It'll be dry and sunny, 42. Right now, clear, 23 in Columbia, 23 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, the deep state is in full panic mode, and over the news this weekend, President Trump has officially nominated Cash Patel for the role of FBI director in his administration. Patel boasts an impressive resume, but where is the deep staters, though? The Democrats, the media, and the Rhino Uniparty members. Cash's commitment to transparency and protecting the rights of regular Americans. Yesterday, Senator Bill Hagerty dropped a few truth bombs on Meet the Depressed.
Look at 2020. Look at what happened there with the fake Hunter Biden story that the FBI leadership worked together with big tech to censor the Hunter Biden laptop that allowed President Biden to basically fool the American public and come into office. There are serious problems at the FBI. The American public knows it. They expect to see sweeping change, and Cash Patel is just the type of person to do it.
Actually, I was reading the president-elect's post on Truth Social over the weekend, and he said, I'm proud to announce that Cash App, Cash Patel, will serve as the next director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He didn't say nominate. He said he would serve. Now, Chris Wray is in the job right now. He is the FBI director. Yeah. He has a 10-year term. So he was appointed in 2017, so he's not due to leave unless fired until 2027. So interesting what this means. Will serve as the next director. So that must mean that on J-20 or 21 that Chris Wray is going to get his walking papers. Senator Mike Rounds was defending Chris Wray yesterday.
Chris Wray, who the president nominated the first time around, and I think the president picked a very good man to be the director of the FBI when he did that in his first term. When we meet with him behind closed doors, I've had no objections to the way that he's handled himself. And so I don't have any complaints about the way that he's done his job right now. And once again, the president has the right to make nominations, but normally these are for a 10-year term. We'll see what his process is and whether he actually makes that nomination. And then if he does, just as with anybody who is nominated for one of these positions, once they've been nominated by the president, then the president gets the benefit of the doubt on the nomination, but we still go through a process, and that process includes advice and consent, which for the Senate means advice or consent sometimes.
Really? Really? You don't have any problems with the way Chris Wray has done his job? Bruce was just mentioning he went after his parents at school board meetings. He went after pro-life sidewalk counselors. He went after traditional Catholics that where the priest was facing the other direction, the altar was facing the other direction. He went after those people. They were put in the same pot as white supremacists and extremists.
Yeah, the characterization of U.S. citizens as undesirables because they worship differently than you, not a great practice.
He did not go after Antifa or Black Lives Matter activists at all. After the summer of 2020, where 26 people were killed, billions of dollars worth of damage. Where was the FBI focus on that? So Senator Rounds, he's a uniparty stooge, and he proved it yesterday as well. Devin Nunes, out with a statement saying, an immensely talented lawyer and investigator with an unimpeachable devotion to our Constitution, Cash Patel, is a brilliant pick to serve as director of the FBI. That's because they both blew up the Russia hoax.
Yeah.
Both Devin Nunes and Cash Patel. Elon Musk is saying, for the senators, if you don't back Cash Patel's nomination, we're going to throw some money and primary you in your next race in 26. Former FBI agents say Cash Patel is the right man to lead the agency. In an article in the Washington Times, at least a half dozen FBI agents are saying, yeah, you got to come in clean house. That has to happen. And where's the Inspector General's report on the FBI? How many people allegedly were on the ground that day on J6? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
They pushed it off till after the election. Well, it's after the election, Mr. Horowitz. Where the hell's your report? And why isn't Chris Wray calling for it? So I got a lot of problems with Chris Wray. But how much did we dodge a bullet? Here is Mark Andreessen. He is a high-tech billionaire, and software engineer, AI engineer. He had a meeting with the White House. Listen to what he told Joe Rogan last week on his podcast, just how what was in the works, what was in plans for the AI people, software people, and et cetera.
The AI thing was very alarming. We had meetings this spring that were the most alarming meetings I've ever been in, where they were taking us through their plans, and it was...
What kind of... Can you talk about it?
Basically, just full government control, like this sort of thing. There will be a small number of large companies that will be completely regulated and controlled by the government. They told us, they just said, don't even start startups. Like, don't even bother. Like, there's just no way. There's no way that they can succeed. There's no way that we're going to permit that to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, they just said, this is already over. It's going to be two or three companies, and we're going to control them, and that's that. Like, this is already finished.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now when you leave a meeting like that, what do?
You go endorse Donald Trump.
That's what he did. That's exactly full total government control. There was only going to be two or three companies that they would allow, that they were going to regulate. Don't do startups. Don't even think about it. That's what he was being told. And we all know what that's called.
Yeah.
When the government comes in like that, that's fascism, folks. Is what it is. All right, 7:21 and 49 days to go until Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again. Oh.
All right, just 49 days to go, less than 2 months. It's going to get wild and crazy over the next 49 days, that's for sure. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that as we move into, you know, the wintry months, of course, it leads to some snow, some ice, and, you know, invariably more accidents. It's accident season. So you want to make sure that your insurances, coverages are up to snuff on uninsured motorists, underinsured motorists, personal injury protection, etc. Get your insurance policy out before the end of the year. And or whenever your renewable year is, and make sure that you have the proper coverages. And if you have any questions about that, then just call Michael and or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Freeman, any of the attorneys there at the Law Office, Michael E. Freeman. They'll advise you on what coverages they would recommend that you have to adequately protect you if you're hit with somebody with no insurance or not enough insurance, and even with collision. There are a lot of questions about how much collision you should be carrying as well. So give Michael a call, 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays southbound both the Harbor Tunnels. The wreck is south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel on I-95. It's before 395 at Camden Yards. The fire department there still blocking the right side of the roadway. Medic unit is still there. Several vehicles involved. Traffic is getting by right now. They're kind of squeezing by with two and a half lanes to the left of the accident scene. The backup goes all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then the backup there is not quite back to Moravia Road, but damn close, I can tell you that. So that backup is going to be 25 to 30 minutes, and now 895 is slowing between Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway, so we're almost the same time frame here, even though the lanes are open on 895. 30-minute delays right now with any traffic moving from this wreck in the next couple of minutes. There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway now, Prince George's County, outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue, and that's crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it'll be sunny, dry, but cold. 42 overnight, back down into the 20s right now. Sunny, 26 in Dundalk, 22 in Reisterstown, 725. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to join the conversation. You heard directly from Kash Patel a couple of minutes ago. There are an awful lot of Republicans who are very impressed with him and have been for some time, and they've stepped up to say we're in favor of him. And at least one or two are saying we don't understand the opposition from the Democrats.
All of the people pulling their hair out are exactly the people who are dismayed about having a real reformer come into the FBI and clean out the corrupted partisans who sadly have burrowed into senior career positions at the FBI.
That's Ted Cruz, and he says these are the people whose hair is being torn out or lit on fire in whichever kind of way you want to phrase it. Marsha Blackburn says she's followed Kash Patel for a number of years and thinks he is the bomb.
He's been recognized by DOJ for success in these prosecutions. He has been the deputy DNI. He's been the chief of staff at the Department of Defense. He has a well-rounded background. I look forward to supporting him and pushing this nomination across the finish line.
Wow. And there you have it. They are looking forward to moving this process forward, and they will move it forward expeditiously, I think. And I think the resistance to Kash Patel, again, Joe Biden has done Kash Patel a tremendous amount of good by his behavior this past weekend. One other thing I want to take a side note, by the way. By Joe Biden doing this for his son when he did it, saying, oh, it's okay, Hunter, bygones, go lead a good life, it's all okay. Every single pardon he gives from now on is going to receive a massive amount of scrutiny. Because if he'd done them all, if he'd arbitrarily 130 pardons, and one of them was Hunter, there would have been functionally all the focus on Hunter. Now, the other 129 are getting an equal amount of focus because he's set it up. He said, look, I'm going to do this, which is the most outrageous one, and oh yeah, I got some others to do too. They're going to all, Sean, receive a tremendous amount of focus and questioning as to his integrity and his intent.
Yeah, the thing that worries me most is, again, the rhinos, the uniparty swampers, the four that pays, were apparently hard-nosed on Matt Gaetz, Collins, Murkowski, McConnell, and John, was it Curtis?
Yes.
In Utah. So those are the four. And there's a reason why those four Senate seats were stolen in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and I think I can't remember the other one right now, Nevada.
Yeah.
Okay? Because 5743 is rhino-proof, 5347 is not. And that's why we're still counting. And now on the other side of that equation, the House is right now, they flipped two more seats in California because they keep counting and counting and counting ballots, not votes. And it's 220 to 215. That's the final count in the House. The problem with that is three seats have to be held special elections, and they're not going to be for months. Okay?
So effectively, it's 217-215.
It's 217-215, and one vote. You lose one vote, and a bill dies because a bill cannot pass in the House on a tie.
Yeah.
In the Senate, you have the Senate tiebreaker. But in the House, you don't. The whole bill dies when it's tied at 216. So Speaker Johnson now his job has gotten that much tougher based on the fact Republicans didn't listen about the mail-in ballots. The RNC didn't. The Trump campaign didn't. And whoever's running the Republican conference didn't. And now we've got some issues.
Yeah, major issues as we move forward. Still to come during the course of this hour, we have a hard look, at some of the other shenanigans happening outside of Washington, D.C.
Hi, Vinny Studio, and it is your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Company, and they're going to sell your home. That's a guarantee, and they can make that guarantee. That's why so many people do list with Vinny, because, you know, your home is, you don't have to worry. It takes all the stress and the burden out of worrying about that. I mean, you sit down with Vinny or one of his agents, and you negotiate, and, you know, you talk about asking price and staging and time frame and all the stuff that realtors do, and they know that you want to sell. And they have all sorts of programs, like sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months. There's the trade-in of your home for another home. There's, again, the fixer-upper where, you know, you don't want to necessarily want to spend a lot of money and time fixing up your home to sell it. They'll take care of that for you. They've got all the details. All you have to do, call Vinny. Sit down, and once you sign the contract and agree to asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. That simple, because of the database. Tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Boulder firefighters found a person dead inside a vacant row home that caught fire early yesterday. Crews responded to the scene, the 2400 block of West Franklin. Shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, they were able to put out the fire in less than an hour. The cause of the person's death under investigation. Officials say police are investigating the incident as a possible arson. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland's AG office investigating a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. Incident happened Saturday after the suspect in a domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Farrell Lane in Laurel. Now, according to police body cam footage, officers found a female victim on an upper ledge of the house and a man at a window with a long gun. Police say two officers fired shots after the man repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. He was found dead when officers entered the home. It's not clear if the gunfire by an officer or by the suspect himself caused his death. No police or other occupants of this home were injured. Baltimore police say they are looking for the identity of a man who was on an MTA bus when a passenger was shot and killed Saturday. Police have released a photo of the person. Anyone with information on him is asked to call homicide detectives. The victim was shot at around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the intersection of South Utah and West Baltimore streets. Victim was taken to a hospital. He died a short time later. And Baltimore City's winter shelter status is active until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The mayor's Office of Homeless Services developed a winter plan and to coordinate efforts between the city and providers that offer shelter and life-saving services for those who are without homes during the season. Emergency shelter offered when the temperature with wind chill drops below 32 degrees or lower. It's 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Lottery numbers from last night. You picked 3, 653. You picked 4, 9298. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a new wreck on the Beltway locally on the Arbutus side. Inner loop, it's reported near the ramp at I-95. So any impact there would be coming up from Washington Boulevard, from Hollins Ferry Road, and if you're coming up from the BW Parkway. So we'll get a look at that as soon as we can. This wreck on 95 southbound coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still blocking the right side of the roadway with the fire department there. So a big delay on 95. There is room to get by, but the traffic that comes out of the right tunnel has to merge over from the traffic coming down from the left tunnel. So that's still a big problem for the traffic there. And then, of course, 895 takes all the overflow traffic and is backed up towards Pulaski Highway. So big delays there. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop near Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So Arctic Air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic Air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, we've already gone over the Tucker factor and the Roquan Saquon factor in this Ravens loss yesterday. How about another factor to consider, and that is the ability of the Eagles to stop the big play. Baltimore came into the game with the highest explosive play rate in the league, 15.1%. That means plays that the Ravens netted more than 16 yards 15% of the time. But Philly was fourth in the league in stopping the big play, and sure enough, yesterday, they did that to the Ravens. Allowing only 5 explosive plays in 71 snaps. And one of them was a meaningless 39-yard run by Lamar on the game's final drive. Without the chunk plays, the Ravens' offense labored, averaging 5.2 yards per play yesterday, one of their lowest totals of the year. And that, coupled with Tucker's misfires, the 24-19 loss was the result. A sidebar now, the Ravens have now lost to the Chiefs, the Steelers, and the Eagles, 3 Super Bowl contenders, by a combined 15 points. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Steelers move 1.5 games ahead of the Ravens in the North with a 44-38 win over the Bengals. The Bills clinched their 5th straight AFC East title, 35-10, over the Niners. And did you see what happened in the Seahawks-Jets game yesterday? Seattle fumbled 3 kickoffs and allowed a 99-yard kick return for a touchdown against them. And that was all in the first half. And they came back to beat the Jets 26-21. College football, Navy rallies past East Carolina. Atlanta over the weekend. 34-20, the Mids will await their bowl destination. It'll be announced this coming Sunday. Maryland concludes a disappointing season at 4-8. Penn State big over the Terps in Penn State. 44-7 was the final. Maryland dropped 7 of their final 8. Good news in the D3 playoffs locally. Hopkins over Grove City, 17-14. They'll play DePaul of Indiana next week in a third-round game. And unbeaten Salisbury crushes King's College of Pennsylvania, 33-13. They'll host Randolph-Macon Saturday at noon. Elsewhere in D3 ball, how about this? Josh Ehrlich, the son of former Maryland Governor Bobby Ehrlich, 3 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 5 touchdowns in all, as Susquehanna advances in the D3 playoffs, 42-35 over Hobart. They'll play St. John's in Minnesota this Saturday. Josh Ehrlich making a name for himself in college football. On the ice, big weekend for the Caps as they go 3-0 with 2 overtime wins, capped by a 6-5 win in regulation on Saturday night against the Devils. The win over New Jersey was the Caps' 7th in the row on the road, tying a team record, and lifts D.C. into first place in the Metropolitan Division. They're 1 point ahead of the Devils, 2 points ahead of the Rangers. Caps are now 3-2 in 5 games without Alex Ovechkin. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Masson trying to thread the needle.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com.
Say
goodbye. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
All right, so before we get to Masson, I got a little mea culpa here for you guys. The Friday football pick did not go very well for Houston. So Bruce, you're in first place with 33-21. Gary Stein is 32-20. Sean's still mopping up the rear, but he's coming up 29-23. Gary Fizzer's behind. All right, this Masson thing. 2 complaints from fans all over the place about Masson. 1, if you don't have cable, you can't get Masson. That's number 1. Number 2, even if you have cable, these games are now on all these different streaming platforms, Apple and Amazon and this and that. You don't get all the games. So what Masson is now trying to do is they're exploring options, they're threading the needle, they're trying to do a, they're figuring out how to do a direct-to-consumer line where you just pay for it and you can get all the Oreo games, whether you have cable, you don't have cable, this, that, the other thing.
First and 6.
It's very simple. I can't believe it's taken this long.
First down, you pay for game, you pay for season.
And you'll be able to like shore up some of the details of the negative stuff.
I mean, it's the way, not only is it the way of the future, it's the way of the present.
3rd and 3.
And
I got 2 words for you.
Out of bounds with 7 seconds.
Now you're like, okay.
Anyway, that's what's happening.
No one's practiced this more.
Democrat resistance and opposition.
And it's recovered by the Eagles.
Because they've not learned from their lessons. They have not, because they're talking about, guess who, as a presidential candidate in 2028?
AOC.
Yes. AOC.
Who's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Who's a Marxist. She's a Marxist. And a Democrat super lawyer, Mark Elias, says he's going to lead the opposition.
Donald Trump and the cynics want us to believe that he is all-powerful and that if you fight back, you will lose. He wants you to believe that if you fight back, you may face danger. And he wants you to believe that if you fight back, it won't matter because he is in control of everything. And it is not true. It is time for us to build not a resistance, but an opposition, something that is durable, something that will last for 4 years and beyond. And we need to build that opposition now. And we need to all gird ourselves for the long run.
It's interesting because, you know, in Great Britain, there is basically the opposition party. They have a shadow cabinet. And they're set to go should the parties change place. And look, if they want to develop an opposition party and have a shadow cabinet, Well, I'll give it a try. We'll see what happens. I mean, it doesn't quite fit with the American model, but it's worked in Great Britain.
No, because the shadow cabinet is the Uniparty.
Yeah.
That is the shadow cabinet. It's been operating now for decades here in the United States. But, again, Elias, of course, he didn't make as much money this time around because he only really had Pennsylvania. But Nancy Pelosi is secretly orchestrating another attempted shakeup of Democrat leadership. Of course, this is being done with who I call Dollar Store Obama, Hakeem Jeffries. Okay, so he's another one that watch out for this. So now what Pelosi is trying to push, she wants Jamie Raskin to challenge Jerry Nadler for chairmanship. Well, it wouldn't be chair of the House Judiciary Committee, but he'd be the ranking member, of the House Judiciary Committee. And Raskin, well, he thinks the Justice Department is A-OK.
This Department of Justice has brought charges against a Democratic U.S. Senator in New Jersey, a Democratic congressman in Texas.
So Raskin, they will put Raskin in at Judiciary. Senator Chris Murphy is going to be leading the Trump resistance over in the Senate. And Democrat California Senator Alex Padilla says his state has no obligation nor interest in helping ICE identify or deport illegal aliens.
And Tom Homan has said, we don't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll just send more ICE agents in to do the job that legally we are required to do.
And so now the question is, will federal funds be cut off to California as a state? Because they're already behind the eight ball as far as money goes. So if federal funds are withheld from California, that could be, I don't know, straw that breaks the camel's back for Gavin Newsom. We got Mayor Scott saying, and we'll have him at the top of the hour, talking about how he's not going to cooperate. He doesn't care if they take all of his federal money.
Well, his successor might. It's 7:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. We got good stuff for you. Tchotchkes and good WCVM swag. I love saying that word. 7:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is. I just studied under the swag master. Here he is himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service. Swaggy. Swaggy Johnson. Swaggy Johnson. There's another one for the shirt. Where are we now? Oh, brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. This wreck on 95 has been here for a while, and it's still blocking the right side. Fire department is there right before the interchange at 395 as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tunnel, you have to merge over for the traffic that's coming out of the left tunnel. So we're backed up all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then we're backed up almost back to Moravia Road if it's not already there. Let me just change the camera, check on that. I think that's probably where it is by now. Give me one just second here. Yes. Oh, now it's backed up to the city line. Unbelievable. Long, very long delays. And of course, 895 takes the hit from that. So both the tunnels right now are basically sitting still at the city county line. So 35 to 45 minute delays now for both the tunnels southbound. Major backups there. The wreck on the beltway that was on the inner loop near 95 did clear to the shoulder. And the last time I looked, yeah, much better now. It was backed up to the BW Parkway, and now that's starting to clear out. So that's good news over through there. There is slowing on the Beltway at Hartford Road at Greenspring, and of course coming down the west side. It's never too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. You'll have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, cold to dry but sunny today, 42. And then tonight, mid to upper 20s. Pretty much the same for most of the week. Tomorrow, 43, 44 on Wednesday. No rain through at least Wednesday. Right now, sunny and 30 in Stevensville, and it's 25 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today we've got Maryland. Of course, we've got our 100th anniversary here of WCBM broadcasting in Maryland. We've got a 100th anniversary T-shirt and a 100th anniversary coffee mug up for grabs. And we have Susan in Sparks. And I understand we have two, Sue and Ray. Hello, Sue?
Yes.
Yes.
And Ray.
Yes.
Okay, this wow. tag team today.
Yeah. Not Bob and Ray, but Sue and Ray.
Sue and Ray, right. All right, Sue and Ray, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, good luck to you.
Ray, you didn't have to check that answer with Sue.
We'll give you time to collaborate with each other.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yes,
don't
absolutely.
Get a little stirred up, Bruce, for crying out loud. Give it a chance.
Takes a tag team to take down Swaggy Johnson, that's for sure. Story one.
How you say that. I don't like the way that sounds.
Story one. Liberal women are sterilizing themselves in response to President-elect Trump's win earlier this month, according to a new report. Five women are so concerned about losing access to abortions, they're having their fallopian tubes removed or tied after the election results. Story two, and yet another example of woke mind virus infiltrating our universities. And we find out the Oakland University in Michigan held a trans-giving. The university pledged to promote a trans-affirming and sober family holiday-style autumn meal to their students last week before they left for break. And story three, swatting is the thing, you know. It's the act of calling in a fake police report, usually about a violent crime, to a person's home or business, prompting a heavy police response. Well, Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff were swatted by the San Francisco PD for Thanksgiving. Apparently, somebody called in saying that a nanny had been kidnapped in the Harris-Emhoff household and was being held hostage. Police responded and did not find any woman on the premises. All right, story one, liberal women sterilizing themselves in response to election loss. Story two, Oakland University hosted a transgiving for trans students. And story three, Doug Emhoff swatted over a nanny report. All right, we'll give Sue and Ray some time to think about that. We'll start with Bruce.
Yeah, I think the fallopian tube story is probably right. There are just enough crazies out there to do that. And they thought forward, of course, 4 years from now, they might decide, gee, that was a bad idea, but that's on them.
Chuck had his eustachian tubes tied.
Yeah, well, I think that's reasonable. Right. Yeah.
You caught a train there, weren't you?
Yeah.
At a eustachian.
Transgiving, yeah, that's a stupid college university thing to do. Story number three, fake news. Nobody swatted them.
All right. Bruce goes for story number three. Kristen?
Well, I didn't hear the swatting story, but sometimes things can happen and police have to respond. And I could see the transgiving story. I'm going to say number one. I would think that would be a good solution, but I don't think that they would do it if the government won't pay for it. So I would say one.
Okay. Kristen goes for story number one. Chuck?
I think the swatting could be true, but I'm going to go with that anyway.
All right, Chuck. The logic of this man is knows no bounds. And really, it's profound.
I have a traffic update before we go, too, just ahead of
time. Okay, Swatty, wait your turn.
Sue and Ray.
We're going to go with number three.
Sue and Ray going with number three, like Bruce and Chuck. And that's because it's a fake news story. Way to go. Sue and Ray. So guess what? You both received T-shirts and mugs. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not asking you. We're not asking you to split your wardrobe like Chuck does.
Yeah.
I do that just because of work.
Thank you.
Yeah. And sit down.
He beat me to the line.
Yeah. I know how you work, Mr. Casey.
All right. Congratulations, Sue and Ray. We'll put you on hold until you had to pick up your prize. Thank you.
I can't help but you're a no count. But I have traffic to tell you.
Oh, you do?
Not why you
yes.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Northbound 95 after White Marsh, report of an accident there in the two right lane. So now we have a big wreck southbound, and now we have a big wreck northbound after White Marsh Boulevard.
Wow. Thank you, Swaggy. Appreciate that.
Thank you, boys. Good morning.
We'll see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Elsa, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Now, if you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have cosmetic and advanced dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call cosmetic and advanced dentistry, 410-356-7799. That's 410-356-7799. And make your smile great again.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Joe Biden, he told you over and over and over again, as the Queen, Jean-Pierre, they're not going to, under no circumstances would Joe Biden ever pardon Hunter. It's not going to happen. So obviously, when he said yesterday he's pardoned, it must be fake news. I just draw the logical conclusion here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Also coming up during the next hour, it turns out that the good mayor says, no, we're not going to cooperate with immigration services, and we don't care if they cut off all of our money. You're right. Okay, so that's all dead ahead. We don't care.
By the way, today is Cyber Monday.
Well, that's right.
And you can celebrate by checking out WCVM.com. We're holding a big event in January called the Steak of the Union.
Ooh,
it's great food, great drink, and you'll be there. I'll be there. Kim will be there. It'll be a great event, and that'll be at the Mount Washington Tavern. So you can get a special on tickets today. You can sign up for that and get a special price on tickets. Plus, we're offering some special merchandise as well at reduced prices today for Cyber Monday at WCBM.com. Check it out.
This is a steak. And a steak
of the Union, yeah.
So Chuck is not invited.
Yeah, he's invited.
He's invited.
Yeah.
He'll
have to pay, but.
Okay. Once again, Swaggy Johnson. Traffic.
Rather than get into details about the upcoming event, we'll just go right into Southbound 95. Still blocked as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Fire Department has left the scene, so maybe we're making a little progress here. We'll get this right side open. This is a major backup for both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is backed up from Camden Yards, that's south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all the way back to the city-county line. 895 has nothing to do with any of this, but they have the overflow traffic, and 895 is only two lanes. They're backed up to the city-county line. 35 to 45-minute delays right now. The new wreck, and I don't see it. It's just beyond the bridge at Joppa Road. It is northbound on 95. So we're getting a backup there that goes back to White Marsh Boulevard. So again, you can slide off there at White Marsh, go over to Pulaski Highway, come up to Mountain Road in Harford County, and then back to the interstate. But that's a big delay as well on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, cold, and dry, 42, pretty much the same all the way through Wednesday. This Arctic Canadian air, it's come down here. It's giving us an early dose of winter. It is cold. Right now it is 24 in the Middle River, and it is 25 in Severn at 7:55. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive. Coming up, top of the hour, Mayor Scott says, I don't need your stinking federal funds.
Funds? Who needs those funds? We have those on the political globalist side say, you know what we need to do? We need to give more and more money to Ukraine because, gosh, we haven't given anywhere near enough yet. I mean, it's in the billions, but what the heck? Boris Johnson is one of those globalists who says, let's just give them everything they want.
We're waging a proxy war. We're waging a proxy war, but we're not
giving our proxies the ability to do the job. And for years and years now, we've been allowing them to fight with one hand tied behind their backs, and it has been cruel. It has been cruel. We need now to give them what they need.
That's right. We just need to give them what they need. Are there any limits on this, Boris? Anywhere we should stop on this insane rush toward World War III?
To get this thing done, we need to give them the weaponry they need, give them the permissions they need, give them all the military support, logistical, tactical, we can, that without coming into direct conflict with the Russians ourselves. Number two, we need to give them the money, and I talked about the $300 billion. But number three, the Ukrainians, the Russians, the world has to know where we, America, UK, Europe, want this thing to end up.
Yeah, well, that may be advice that falls on deaf ears when it comes to Donald Trump. Frankly, I hope it is. Tommy Tuberville, Senator, says, no, Johnson's wrong. What we need to do here is to end this damn thing.
Very disappointing in what the Biden administration is doing. I know behind the scenes, President Trump does have some of his people talking to people in the Biden administration. But, you know, right now, I'll just say this. 1,000 people a day are dying in this war that should never have been fought. And all we had to do was promise Vladimir Putin we would not make Ukraine NATO. But that's water underneath the bridge now. President Trump's got to get it over with.
Got to get it over with. And how? He's got to sit down with Vladimir Putin and sit down with Zelensky and say, all right, here's the deal. This land goes to Russia. This land goes to Ukraine. You guys are going to stop shooting each other. And we're going to stop sending boatloads of money to the Ukrainians.
One of the first things he has to do is sit down with President Putin, get it done, get a boundary that both Ukraine and Russia can live with, and get on with life.
Now, Sean, here's the money part of this. And this is where Tuberville, I think, it makes a pretty compelling case that if nothing else, we've given more than our fair share.
We have destroyed the young people of Russia, the young people of Ukraine, and it's been devastating to our pocketbook. We have spent $211 billion, and only the world, if NATO's only spent about $52 billion. So look what the American taxpayer has had to pay for this war as compared to everybody else all over the world, $52 billion. We've got to get out of this, and the only one that can do it is Donald Trump.
$211, almost $212 billion.
Ukraine soldiers are leaving in droves.
Yep.
Russia has got a supplement with North Korean soldiers now, so it just drags on. And so we'll talk about that maybe in the next hour as to how
the bleeding is got to stop on both sides, and I think now might be the time, and I think Donald Trump is indeed the man who can make it happen. Hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. Now, during fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather, wow, it's changing. It's cold outside, man. And now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. Again, that's 410-876-9404 or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle, K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump describes President Biden's pardon of son Hunter Biden as an abusive miscarriage of justice. Biden repeatedly insisted there would be no pardon for Hunter and that no one is above the law.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice. The move comes less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On social media, Republican Senator Tom Cotton writes, most Americans can sympathize with a father's decision to pardon his son, even if they disagree. What they can't forgive is Biden lying about it repeatedly before the election. President-elect Trump asks, what about a pardon for the J6 defendants, who Mr. Trump refers to as hostages? President Biden paying his first visit to Africa as president. He'll be spending several days in Angola. He's there to showcase a U.S.-backed railway project that spans three countries. It is a counterweight to the many Chinese-funded infrastructure projects in resource-rich Africa. That's China's so-called Belt and Road Initiative. Stampede at a soccer match in southern Guinea. It's left at least 56 people dead, dozens injured. The Philippine military deploying a Navy ship and Air Force planes to shadow a Russian submarine. The sub recently passed through the South China Sea off the country's western coast. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 31 points. NASDAQ futures 8 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good Monday morning to you. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The accident 95 south at Camden Yards is now on the shoulder. That's the good news. That just happened in the last 3-4 minutes. But the backup is still there. Still backed up through the tunnel all the way back to the city-county line. 895 is also backed up through the city-county line. Multi-mile backups trying to get through both the harbor tunnels. At least 35, maybe 45 minutes delays southbound. We had a new wreck on the Beltway outer loop at Hartford Road. At one point was in the center lane, now on the right shoulder. Delays back towards Bel Air Road and beyond, and the wreck is northbound I-95 after the bridge at Joppa Road going out towards Harford County. Delays begin there before the ramps at White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Some Arctic air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 24 degrees. Reisterstown has 23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore City is going to hold its annual lighting of the Washington Monument this Friday. Festivities hosted by the Mount Vernon Place Conservancy. And they're scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. There'll be a musical performance, more than 20 food vendors. The lighting of the monument and fireworks starts at 8 p.m. City police investigating a homicide in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 2200 block of North Monroe for a shot sputter alert overnight Sunday. No victim at the scene. Short time later, police were called to a hospital where a 30-year-old man turned up with a gunshot wound. He died. According to the preliminary investigation, victim was shot on North Monroe and was driven to the hospital. Baltimore County Police have arrested five teenagers in connection with an attempted carjacking in Towson. The teens between the ages of 13 and 17 taken into custody Saturday night after the carjacking attempt in the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road. Police say four of the teens, also suspects in a November 29 assault in the same area. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 653. Your pick 4, 9298. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Justin Tucker may have been the shiny object that attracted Ravens fans' negative attention last night, but it was the Eagles' ability to contain Zay Flowers that had a major impact on this game, and they did it without their best defensive back, Darius Slay, who was inactive. Flowers had three catches for 74 yards in the first half, two for 60 on the first two drives when the Ravens scored 9 points, but nothing after that, literally nothing. I'm saying zero for zero after that. As the Eagles figured it out and the Ravens couldn't. 24-19 the final, putting Baltimore 1.5 games back of the Steelers in the AFC North. Elsewhere, former Tarheeb Steele with a career game yesterday. The Chargers defensive back with two picks, one run back for a touchdown as the Chargers took care of the Falcons 17-13, and now the Bolts have moved ahead of Baltimore as the 5 seed in the AFC playoff picture. Ravens are number 6. And finally, Baker Mayfield has chimed in on the Michigan-Ohio State controversy. The Wolverines planting a flag on the Buckeyes logo at midfield, prompting a melee after their upset win on Saturday. Mayfield, the Buccaneers quarterback, saying yesterday he doesn't think the NCAA should ban flag planting. Quote, "They're big boys, let them play," unquote. Coming up at 8:35, the controversial San Jose State volleyball season is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thanks to Jeff McDonald, who sat in with us on Friday morning. Did a great job. Appreciate him. You'll probably hear more from him in the near future. So I want to thank Jeff for a great job. And, of course, we had the Fisher House on Thursday, and always a great program for you to consider to donate to as well.
Yep. They do really amazing work.
Top stories coming up this hour include the one Trump nominee I can't really bring myself to support. We'll name names, tell you who that is, coming up a little bit later on in the hour.
And apparently, 24 hours before, Joe Biden said, the DOJ is a highly politicized organization that went after my son on a political basis. They forgot to send the memo out, or Jamie Raskin forgot to read it.
I haven't seen what the proof is that the FBI has been weaponized against a political party or the Department of Justice.
Yeah. Whoops. Well, let's wait till the IG report comes out, shall we? So meanwhile, the border is striking different sanctuary cities
and states like here in Baltimore and Maryland, which is unofficially a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state, or has some sanctuary jurisdictions like Frederick, Anne Arundel, and Montgomery counties, just to name a few. The border czar, Tom Holman, said they're not waiting around until January 20th.
Me and Governor Abbott, we're not waiting until January 20th. I've been on to Texas. We've already been meeting. We're planning how we can work together to help Texas, you know, secure their border at the highest level ever.
Yeah, and all he's asking, Mayor Scott, is access to the jails. I mean, you already have illegal alien criminals locked up. When you get ready to release them, just call ICE. That's all. They'll come and take them off your hands.
If you want to limit ICE's access to your communities, give me access to the jail. It's not only a safety issue, it's a common sense issue.
Yeah, well, common sense has nothing to do here.
Yeah, exactly. It's in short supply among the Democrat Party these days. But he had a message for Mayor Scott and to sanctuary cities like Baltimore.
Get them out of that administrative work, put more on the street, and that's what we're going to do. And if these sanctuary states and cities keep pushing back, I'll have the extra resources and double manpower.
So in an interview with the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, Mayor Scott said in this interview, quote, the number one thing in Baltimore they should, meaning Holman and the Trump administration, should be focused on is continuing to drive down violence, homicides, shootings, and carjackings in our city.
That would be the function of the Baltimore City Police.
Yeah. And then he said, we would hope that the administration, who says they want to come down and make sure that violence is going down in cities, doesn't come to disrupt the apple cart when violence is going down in the city to a level it has never had before. End of quote. I question the numbers. I really do. I think they're cooking the books, folks. I think that they're
playing. There's evidence they've been cooking the books.
There's a whole thing. It's just, you know, it's a stat game they're playing, because we see, you talk to people, victims of violence on a regular basis, whether it's in Federal Hill, whether it's in Fells Point, whether it's at Towson Town Center, Randallstown, doesn't matter. All over the region, we have violence being committed. People still don't think it's safe to go in Baltimore City. But here's the mayor. He's saying he's not worried about federal funds being cut off to Baltimore if he does not cooperate. All he has to do is give him access to the jails. That's all they want. Yeah. You don't have to go on the raids with ICE and round up people, but just give him access to the jails so you can keep the criminals, you know, in custody and not release them at large in your community where they go on to rape and kill and so on and so forth.
I mean, if think about it, remove politics from this. If you have one police organization that has captured a bad guy and another police organization that says, actually, this is our case, you should release the bad guy to us and we'll go ahead and do it since it's our jurisdiction, 999,000 out of a million pieces or whatever, that would happen as a matter of course. But in this case, let's make it all political and put the bad guys back on the streets because we want to play politics here.
All right, got more coming up on the border and some things already happening before the Trump administration even takes office.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Swaggy Johnson with traffic.
You have delays on 95, even north of the city, with the wreck above White Marsh Boulevard and after the bridge at Joppa Road. So anywhere around the 66-mile marker northbound, that's heavily backed up there because at one point we were down to just two lanes. It's also in the construction area on the northbound side. So your option, if you're local traffic, Pulaski Highway out to Mountain Road and then back over to 95 from there. But that's a long delay. 95, the wreck near Camden Yards at 395, which is south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. On the shoulder, all four lanes are moving once again, just now starting to recover, but the tail end of the backup at both the harbor tunnels is still back into the area at the city-county line. Just made a quick check through Annapolis, nothing out of the ordinary. The morning backup and bright sunshine, I-97 southbound at Route 32, and there was a minor wreck. We're a little bit slow going to the Capitol Beltway. The wreck was southbound, pretty much on the shoulder at Powder Mill Road. That's before the Capitol Beltway southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a cold, dry, but sunny day today. High of 42. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, 43, 44 on Wednesday. No rain at least through Wednesday, but the cold weather's going to be with us at least for this week. Right now, sunny and 25 in Pikesville, and it is 27 in Dundalk. And up next, we'll see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Now that we've finished Thanksgiving weekend, it's important to take perhaps one or two last looks at what happened this past Thursday or what didn't happen this past Thursday. Joy Reid over at MSNBC, she wanted us to know that, you know, despite the fact that Donald Trump won, don't expect us ever to kiss and make up. We're not going to sit at your table. Even if you invite us, and even if you invite us and we say we're going to come, we could decide not to come, and it wouldn't be rude at all because, after all, we're right and you're wrong, so there.
You right-wingers, make your own dinner, MAGA. Make your own sandwiches, wipe your own tears, troll amongst yourselves with Elon, and leave us alone. But if you expect the 73 million who voted for the prosecutor, not the felon, and particularly the 92% of black women who voted for Kamala to give you a cookie for your vote, a trophy, a hug, a high five, you might be asking too much. If we want to eat with you, we will. But if we just want some peace over the holidays and we don't want to put up with your trolling while we eat our tofurkey, get over it.
Well, I got to tell you, Joy, if we want some peace over the Thanksgiving holiday, you will not be invited to the table. I mean, it's straightforward, because you would bring fractiousness and dissent to what's supposed to be a family gathering. And if you can't handle that, believe me, we're capable of making our own turkey, and I can't remember a single time in my life that a black woman has made my turkey for me. I mean, I'm not, just an observation here. The presumption she's making is only black women make turkey. And if you want us to make your turkey for you, then you better behave yourselves. I'm sorry, my mommy made my turkey, my wife makes my turkey, or I make my turkey, but that's about it.
I thought your son made the turkey this year.
He did. Right. He did. It's passed along generationally. Goodbye, Joy. I'm had it with you, you joyless person.
Joyless Reid. Careful. Elon Musk may purchase your network any day
now. Kind of fun.
Here it is, December the 2nd. Tomorrow will be 1 month from the election. Wow. And the state of Maryland is still counting.
Oh, no, they're not.
Ballots. Yep. According to Jared DeMarinis, the State Board of Elections Administrator, the tallying will end well before next week's certification deadline. A raft of mail-in ballots, provisional ballots, cast on Election Day, added to the labor-intensive counting in PG County, Baltimore, and in Montgomery County. Round up the usual suspects. They finished their canvass on Monday, according to a local board spokesperson. But look, 100,000 provisionals were cast statewide. These little people will show up, and for some reason they've told they already voted, or they're not registered to vote. They have same-day registration now. It's just a mess. Provisional ballots are used when there's any question about a voter's registration. It could be that they cast a provisional ballot, it won't count,
right,
because they already voted, or they are registered in another state. But I'm wondering how much scrutiny is given to the actual provisional
ballots.
Are there
any elections that would be changed because of any of these votes?
Well, I don't know.
Or is it just a record-keeping thing?
We don't know. In some cases, look, the CD6 case, where was it?
Barrett, yeah.
What was the final tally? Was it like 3,000 votes or something, if I'm not mistaken? It's possible. It's possible that that tally could have changed. And here you have Congresswoman, what is it, April Delaney McLean, whatever. She's already gone down there for, you know, her orientation and getting her credentials and the rest of that stuff. And wouldn't that be funny if they had to yank it all back?
Be fun.
Yeah. But here we are in the state of Maryland. And Maryland's not the only one, but it's where we live, folks. That's why we can, you know, we can criticize. But California, some of these other states, and this all is because of these blasted mail-in ballots, which, you know, it's amazing. Some states, Florida, Texas, whatever, they can get it all done in one day.
Yeah.
How is it that Maryland struggles, not even one-tenth the size of a Texas or a California?
Well, it's far less than a tenth, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And yet we continue to struggle, and we give it, mail-in ballots are here to stay. Well, don't be so quick to proclaim. Maybe in Maryland it is. I don't know if they're going to be, recognized in federal elections in the near future.
I've accepted that to a degree. There are some issues on which I'm a troglodyte. I believe in election day. Not week, not month. Election day. Where we all gather on election day.
That's what the Constitution says.
Yeah.
So my question then is, if the Constitution says it must be held on the first Tuesday in the month of November.
Correct.
Okay, then why is anything else tolerated? Why is any vote coming in on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of that week tolerated if it must be held on that Tuesday? Now, it doesn't say you have to count the votes on that Tuesday, but they say Election Day must be held on that Tuesday. So we shall see. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Good morning, it's 823 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway on the Parkville side, there's a wreck on the shoulder that at one point when it happened, it was in the center lane. It's on the right shoulder at Hartford Road. So they're looking at it, and we're backed up back towards Bel Air Road. We have delays through Pikesville, Reisterstown Road through Green Spring to the JFX. The west side is still solid from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Then after Frederick Road, much better, headed down eventually towards 95. JFX is busy around the city-county line. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems this morning. We're moving traffic again, but still very slow southbound, both on 95 and 895, and just went back up on 95 towards Hartford County. Looks like they're still working on the ramp after the bridge at Joppa Road. You have delays on 95 before White Marsh Boulevard heading out towards Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it feels like winter, and it's not even winter yet. It's cold, it's sunny, it's dry, it's 42 today. Back down into the mid to upper 20s for the low tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow and Wednesday. Right now, 26 in Arnold, 26 in Clear, in sunny in Parkville. And we're talking about Mayor Scott saying he's not going to kowtow to the threat of withholding of federal funds if he doesn't cooperate with ICE and the deportations, blah, 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 blah. Well, two things. Number one, it seems like he's been pretty addicted to federal funding over the last several years.
He sure has.
Holding the mayor's office, especially those ARPA funds, which he's used. I'd like to see a full forensic account of that. Number two is how many black children and illegal immigrants are coming into Maryland. I don't know what the exact number is, but we do know that roughly 250,000 of the illegals came into Maryland during the Biden regime. And I bet you that there's got to be a significant number. And the reason why I say that, because it seems like that's all he cares about. I don't think he cares about the white people coming into the country illegally or even the brown people. But he does care about the squeegers and the black juveniles, et cetera. But he doesn't really seem to care about anybody else. So maybe we need to get a figure how many of these illegals are being threatened by these criminals that are coming across with them. Maybe that might appeal to his, the better angels. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says they have now started to take action to the halt this Biden open borders stuff. And one is to get rid of the CPB. That's the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, one app which was being used to direct illegals into this country.
What we've done in the House as House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee is we have defunded the CBP one app.
Defunded it, so they're not going to pay for it anymore. It's not going to be. It's inoperable. So they just pulled the plug on the CPB one app. That's good. The other thing I had suggested last week, thank goodness, that Texas Public Safety Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares was either listening or somebody shared, or we just had the same idea, but we got to cut off the NGOs.
This could be an effective strategy. Of course, first off, you have to cut out all the NGOs.
Yeah. Catholic Charities, yep. Lutheran Ministries, Associated Jewish Charities, all need to be cut off from this multi-billion dollar enterprise where they are trafficking in children, exploiting children for either work or for sex. It is shame on us, the great United States of America, that we have this horrific stain. The original stain was slavery. Now we've got this that we got to live with. And Senator Katie Britt says that these policies that these Democrats are running away from, and in some cases embracing during the Biden regime and running away from the Trump policies, are killing people.
Losing Lakin Riley, Rachel Morin, Jocelyn Nungare. The stories go on and on. We can talk about the fentanyl overdoses that have touched every community from coast to coast.
And Maryland was one of the biggest offenders of fentanyl overdoses, opioid addictions, and adenosis.
Yeah.
So, again, this is just pure playing of politics with people's lives. And that's why you need mature, responsible leadership in the mayor's office and in the governor's office. And unfortunately, we're not getting that right now.
From either.
No.
Yeah, I don't see much leadership of any kind coming from the governor's office. The guy's got a great smile. He really does. I wish that I had that smile, really. But as far as the mayor's office, I continue to think that he's out of his depth. He's not shown me that he's in command of anything at the city level, that it's simply doing the bare minimum to get by.
Right. But this has been, because somebody asked me this question the other day, why do liberals, why are they so anathema to keeping the public safe? And this has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah.
Whether it's the abolition of the death penalty or whether it's soft on crime, where they want to rehabilitate the criminals and not keep them locked up. So I'm talking about the violent ones here. I'm not talking about the misdemeanors and so on and so forth. And it's just, we've seen it now for years. And now that's extended into the illegal alien community because it's about power and control. and they need to super serve their special interest voting blocks in order to maintain power and control. And that's why they do it.
Yep.
Because it's not to keep the public safe. They could care less if you or I were safe. They just don't care. I mean, it's obvious by their actions, isn't it?
Not unless it translates into votes.
If it translates into votes and it keeps them in power and they may... Remember, we heard that we played the clip last hour of the billionaire businessman after a meeting with Joe Biden. They were going to control two or three software companies. That's it. Don't bother buying it. Full, total government control. That is what drives them. That is what makes their... And what makes them tick?
That's what floats their boat, man. Yeah. Control has been the big issue for the Democrats for some time.
It is 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore firefighters found a person dead inside a vacant rural home that caught fire early yesterday. Crews responded to the scene at the 2400 block of West Franklin Street shortly after 8 o'clock in the morning, able to put out the fire in less than an hour, but the cause of the person's death is now under investigation. Officials say police are investigating the incident as a possible arson. The Maryland AG's office is investigating a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. This is an odd one. Incident happened Saturday after the suspect in a domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Farrell Lane in Laurel. According to police body cam footage, officers found a female victim on an upper ledge of the house and a man at a window with a long gun. Police say two officers fired shots after the man repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. He was found dead when the officers entered the home. Not clear if the gunfire by an officer or by the suspect caused his death. No police or other occupants of the home were injured. Baltimore police looking to identify a man who was on an MTA bus when a passenger was shot and killed Saturday. Police have released a photo of the person. Anyone with information on him is asked to please call homicide detectives. And Baltimore City's winter shelter status is active until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services developed a winter plan to coordinate efforts between the city and providers that offer shelter and life-saving services for those who are without homes during the season. Emergency shelter offered when the temperature with wind chill drops to 32 degrees or lower. And Baltimore City is going to hold its annual lighting of the Washington Monument this Friday. Festivities hosted by the Mount Vernon Place Conservancy. They're scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. The monument, the lighting of the monument and the fireworks at 8 p.m. this evening. It's 8:32, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes in 1 minute.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 653, your pick 4, 9298. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on 95 heading out to Harford County from White Marsh is still there. Looks like it's improving just a bit, which could indicate that they have the lanes back open again from the wreck out around the 66-mile marker from there all the way up to the Harford County line. So we still have a delay at White Marsh, but I can see that the pace is a little better, though all four lanes are still slow on the northbound side. Not much of an improvement. We're moving traffic, but both the tunnels are still backed up to the city-county line, still looking at over a 35 to 40-minute delay if you're in the tail end of that backup trying to get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel or along 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some Arctic air keeping things on the chilly side here the next couple of days. And another dose of Arctic air later in the week. It gets even colder, at least for dry through Wednesday. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Two missed field goals and a missed PAT by Justin Tucker, coupled with the Ravens' inability to generate offense down the stretch, led Baltimore down the path of a tough loss last night, 24-19 the final. Actually, they're all tough. For Tucker, the first time in his 13-year career that he's missed field goals and PATs in the same game. The GOAT now just 19 for 27 on the season. That's a career-low 70%. Tucker just 5 for 8 from 40 to 49 and 4 of 9 from 50-plus. Meanwhile, after gaining 133 yards of total offense on the game's first two drives, the Ravens managed only 139 on their next eight drives, all ending without a score. Two of them Tucker misses. Saquon Barkley rushes for 65 second-half yards on his way to 107 for the game, including a game-clinching 25-yard touchdown run. Derrick Henry was held to 82. And a sidebar, Deontay Johnson's future with the Ravens is cloudy. Picked up in a trade deadline deal, Johnson did not see the field last night at all, despite the knee injury that knocked Rashad Bateman out of the game midway through. So here's where we stand 13 weeks in. The Steelers, 1.5 games ahead of the Ravens, with 5 games left, including Philly, Baltimore, and KC. That's for Pittsburgh. Ravens with a bye this week. They have 4 games left. Giants, Steelers, Texans on Christmas Day, and the Browns. High school playoffs are coming down to the championship week. Friday, Mervo advanced to the 4A-3A final with a 42-37 semifinal win over Leonardtown. They'll play North Point in the final, who ended Perry Hall's season 34-6. Huntingtown ends Milford Mills' season 24-16. Elsewhere in 4A, Broadneck routed by Quince Orchard 48-13. 3A, Arundel and Linganore will meet in the final. Arundel beat Sherwood 24-8, Linganore over Oakland Mills 35-21. 2A, Huntington ends Milford Mills' championship quest 24-16. And Saturday, a titanic battle in 2A-1A. The Dunbar Poets outlast Douglas in overtime, 6-0 the final. They run their winning streak to 51 games, and they'll play Patuxent next week for the championship. Patuxent beat Middletown 42-13. They're 13-0 on the season. They're averaging 49 points per game. Dunbar also 13-0, averaging 40 points per game. On the ice, the Caps off tonight after a stellar 3-0 weekend that saw them win twice in OT, and they beat the Devils 6-5, take over first place in the Metropolitan Division. Clash of the Titans in the NBA last night goes to the Cavaliers. They beat the Celtics 115-111 in Cleveland, Cavs with the best record in the league. And on the other end, we have the Wizards, losers of 2 over the holiday, and now at 2-16 with the worst record in the NBA. The Wizards have lost 14 games in a row. That's the third longest in team history. The record is 16, done twice, including last year. They go for number 15 tomorrow night against, you guessed it, the Cavaliers. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the Blair Fleming saga is over.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Well, San Jose State transgender volleyball player Blair Fleming, this is a story we've been following all year, has probably played her final college volleyball game in a loss to Colorado State. That was for the conference championship. Fleming led the Spartans to a run to the championship match in a senior season that was overshadowed by lawsuits from a teammate. That's a teammate, and a national controversy over Fleming being transgender, prompting 4 Mountain West rivals to forfeit a total of 7 conference games, including a tournament semifinal by Boise State, who actually forfeited 3 times this year. They refused to play San Jose State. Here's the kicker. A columnist from the USA Today named Nancy Armour posted a column that said, quote, "For all the shrieking there is about transgender women athletes, it's the cisgender women pushing the forfeits who cost their fellow athletes opportunities to play and saddle their teams with losses. It's those women, not the San Jose State player, Blair Fleming, who are the the real threat.
By the way, Justin Tucker would ask you to refrain from using the phrase, here's the kicker.
I disagree. I mean, what else are you going to do if you have a sport that is designed for women? Either as a female athlete, you stand up and you say, "No, this is not right. Title IX has to mean something," or you go ahead and play, which basically silences consent. You're giving the complete permission for trans players in the league. So
here's the kicker: he's right.
But here's the absurdity. The New York Times, in writing a story about this very tournament you're talking about, actually referred to women in the article as non-transgendered women.
Are you kidding
or
me?
People are. It went viral over the weekend. Martina Navratilova and other women athletes are beside themselves over how they're being described now.
The cisgender women. Well, okay, fine. You mean women?
Right, exactly. What in the world is going on?
Yeah.
Look, I know good friends in the neighborhood we lived in while the kids were growing up. Their daughter was an athlete. She was working very hard to get an athletic scholarship to college or university of her choice because that's the way the parents could afford for her to get there. If she had to compete against men pretending they're women at the same time, it would have lessened her opportunities. Title IX has to have a meaning or let's do away with the damn thing. I think that there has to be a place for female athletes to compete against other female athletes, not some guy who's pretending he's a female. If he's got the twig and berries, if he's got the chromosomes, he ain't a girl, he's a dude. Period.
Well, go ahead, Gary.
Bruce Elliott in 28.
All right. God save us.
By the way, one note, by the way. The news story that I had gave the tree lighting the wrong date. I apologize for passing along misinformation. It is this Thursday, December 5th, and not Friday the 6th.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad we made that correction.
Gotcha.
Let's take a phone call here. Claude Narbutis.
Hey, Claude.
Hey, Buzz. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
This the thing here. The Mayor Scott ought to be indicted and walk in handcuffs and perp walk at Central Booking for these State Street's money, all this being missing, fake names on the list and pay on the payroll and all that. This is corruption right there.
Yeah, well, look, Mackenzie Frost and Fox 45 have been all over this. We've discussed it here on this show for years now. Black Gorilla Family have been caught storing guns and drugs in Safe Streets locations. This is an absolute black eye for the city of Baltimore. And until somebody comes in with a forensic, and by the way, the FBI was raiding offices. Remember the one location? I can't remember which location that was. So we haven't heard anything from the FBI. What is the status of that investigation? I mean, they're very quick to go after parents at school board meetings and pro-life sidewalk counselors. Why not this corruption in Baltimore City?
And Donald Trump, they go after him?
Yeah, you're right. They went after Trump.
Well, so, I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. Where's the money? Nobody knows, right?
Well, we don't until there is a forensic accounting, an inspector general report, and she got into some of it with the fake names, Isabel Cumming, just in the last week or so. But I think this is just tip of the iceberg stuff. Claude, I think you raised a very interesting and very important question.
Yeah.
One of these days we're going to get the answer to it. I don't think it's probably going to be during Scott while he's in office. We'll see.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Slow, very slow progress as we're going south into both the Harbor Tunnels. We had problems earlier near Camden Yards, and at one point we were backed up all the way back to the city-county line, and I'm looking here at 895, the old Harbor Tunnel. They never even were involved. They had no wrecks. They had no problem. They took all the overflow traffic, and it is still here at 8:45, still sitting still at Moravia Road. So all of that traffic has to ride from there all the way through the tunnel and down to the Toll Plaza, which is in Fairfield on the south side of the city. If you add all that together, that's almost a 4-mile backup southbound. 95 south is still slow coming down through the city county line. The wreck northbound 95 around Joppa Road above White Marsh Boulevard. It looks like now it's improving. The pace is improving. Still backed up, but not back to White Marsh. So we're getting a little ahead there. Still slowing on the Beltway, and they had been looking at a wreck, which was on the outer loop on the right shoulder at Hartford Road. Give me 1 second, and I'll tell you what's going on there. That has now cleared, and the backup on the northeast side is improving coming west of Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and cold and dry, 42. It's going to be that way at least through Wednesday with lows in the mid to upper 20s. And right now we can't have a tough time getting out of the 20s. We're 28 and sunny in the city and 27 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some
Well, our feel-good news segment of the day today. Earlier this morning, we discussed the greatest country artist of all time as named by Billboard magazine. They're the music industry's
Bible
that they track the sales, and that's pretty much what they do. It's the sales of records and MP3s now, whatever, downloads, and that is what they've done for years. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that used to track the top 40.
Do they give that up?
They still do. They still do that, although there's no more American Top 40 by Casey Kasem, but they do it for pop and country and R&B and the whole nine yards. Well, they named the greatest country artist of all time as the one and only Dolly Parton.
When I was a little girl, I would sit around the radio listening to the Grand Ole Opry and hearing all those great big stars. I dreamed of what my life could actually become as well. I just want to say a great big thank you to the folks at Billboard, but most of all, to you. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to take my music all around the world and to see my dreams come true. Just know this from the bottom of my heart. I will always love you.
Oh, what a sweetie.
Yeah. And again, she didn't sell the most records. That belongs to Garth Brooks.
But
the impact that she had on country music and crossing over into pop, she had a film career.
The 9 to 5.
She started the 9 to 5. She started Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The amusement park, which is a lot of people flock to still each and every year. She's an icon. When you think about it, to think of the country music royalty of people like Tammy Wynette and George Jones and George Strait and Hank Williams Sr. and Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, et cetera, that Dolly should have that honor. It's a pretty esteemed company, not to mention Patsy Cline and some of the other ones out there. But just Dolly Parton, I had an opportunity to meet her once. She is the sweetest person and the most authentic and genuine person.
She's tiny, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She's like 5'1"?
Yeah, very small, very short.
Yeah.
But very large at heart and elsewhere. So it's just an amazing amazing honor for Billboard magazine. All right, it's 8:47, 13 minutes now before the hour 9 o'clock. By the way, the one Trump nominee that I have trouble supporting is the new head of the DEA. He is Republican Florida Sheriff Chad Chronister, Hillsborough County, and he has been nominated to head up the Drug Enforcement Administration in the Trump administration. Trump said that over the weekend and Saturday in a statement that the Florida sheriff will work with the Attorney General pick Pam Bondi to secure the border, stop the flow of fentanyl and other illegal drugs across the southern border. He was appointed back in by Governor Rick Scott, then Governor Rick Scott. But here's the reason why I can't support this nominee. In March of 2020, while he was Hillsborough County Sheriff, he arrested a local Tampa Bay church pastor, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, on 2 second-degree misdemeanors for unlawful assembly in violation of public health emergency rules. He is one of those COVIDian sheriffs. They went around arresting and hassling people because they wanted to exercise their First Amendment rights. The Constitution of the United States is never suspended, ever.
Yeah.
And to have a sheriff nominated to a DEA position. I guess, look, the Trump transition team, they've had a few swing and misses. I don't think they've fully thought through some of the nominees, haven't fully vetted all of the nominees. This is one of them. And I want to give a shout-out to John Cardillo on X and Mike Cernovich, the Hodge twins, and also to Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, who said, that, quote, "I'm going to call him like I see him. Trump's nominee for head of DEA should be disqualified for ordering the arrest of a pastor who defied COVID lockdowns."
Yeah.
End of quote. Yeah. That's just, that's not somebody I think it's qualified that's fit for the job. But that's just my opinion. All right, up next, we'll close out things. Kim will be here, talk about what's happening in her show. And at the same time, we will take a look at the pardon heard around the world.
Yes.
By Joe Biden of his son, Hunter, who he promised he never would pardon.
This must be fake news, then.
Yeah. So, but it's not. It's just more of the same out of a man that has spent 50 years lying to the American people. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour, and this is the last day of the big Black Friday sale for Rescue Natural Supplements. And it is the best time of the year to stock up on all your favorites, whether it's the omega-3s or the LDL XQ10 or the Vital D3 or the Rescue Immune Support Gummies, Core Immune Support, Probiotic, over 50 different supplements. Nutraceuticals are what they're called. They're going to help you repair your health if it's been fallen off a little bit or to maintain it. And now as we go into the flu and virus season, when it gets cold and drives people indoors, you want to make sure that you stock up and make sure that your immune system, and you can do that with Probiotic, with Vital D3, with Immune Support Gummies, or the Rescue Core Immune Defense. Just a few of the many different, and right now, all up to 80% off. Anywhere from 45 to 80% off. No coupon code needed, but it ends at midnight tonight. Check them out online, res-q.com, or give them a call, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Just give me 3 steps. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Kim, of course, here. Kim Klasick from 9 o'clock till noon today. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Real briefly, Jamie Raskin didn't get the memo after Joe Biden came out and indicated that the highly politicized Department of Justice, his Department of Justice, went after his son on a political basis. Raskin said this.
I haven't seen what the proof is that the FBI has been weaponized against a political party or the Department of Justice. Some people just seem to think that it should go only in one direction, and if it doesn't, then somehow it's politicized. And I think that's what they mean when they talk about politicization in the deep state. I mean, the deep state, nobody's ever defined it. Apparently, it just means anybody who doesn't do the will of Donald Trump.
Apparently, Joe Biden's not doing the will of Donald Trump.
The deep state is the administrative state.
Yeah.
These are the millions of employees. But more so, the fourth branch of government is the intelligence community. That is the true deep state. That is the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, and of course, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It's going to be very interesting to see who ends up being put on the chair of the Senate Select, because John Cornyn or rather the others of John Thune. It could be Tom Cotton. He could be on it. We'll have to wait and see.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. On this Monday, once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's some slowing on the inner loop now if you're coming up from Frederick Road through Route 40 and then up towards I-70. No reports of anything there, but you come into a construction area right at I-70, so they're looking at something there that's just above Route 40 and then gets better after Security Boulevard. So I just want to give you the heads up for the brake lights. The outer loop is still 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring is slow. The Parkville side still slow. It's a speed reduction on the outer loop at Harford Road. 95 finally has cleared out north of White Marsh Boulevard going out to the Harford County line. Much better there. Both the tunnels are still struggling from earlier problems this morning. You still have big delays southbound, both on 95 and 895, and it's somewhere in the area 25 to 30 minutes at least for both the tunnels as you're moving south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says sunny and cold today. Dry and well, no snow or ice, and Kim's very happy to hear that, at least through Wednesday.
Yeah, where's your sweater, man?
I don't know, but
you would think.
28 right now.
Really?
In Bel Air.
She comes in wearing a sweater when it's 40, and here it is 20 outside.
It's 28 in Middle River as well, so.
Yeah. So you're maybe just toughening up right now.
No, I have a space heater now in my office. So it's nice and toasty in there. I learned my lesson.
That's right.
Yep. All right, great show today. A lot of good radio, I think, today, after this pardon by Joe Biden for Hunter Biden. I couldn't help but note online this weekend the 1994 crime bill, which was authored by Joe Biden, for these felony gun charges, making sure people were not above the law, served time. And here he is pardoning his son for the same thing he locked many men up for many years.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this. This is absolutely ridiculous. And he is, like you guys noted, he said he was not going to pardon him. Flat out, I'm not going to do it. It wasn't, oh, we're thinking about it, or, you know, it's a possibility. He gave a statement saying he would not do it.
It wasn't just one and done.
Yeah. No, over and over again.
The White House, the Jean Pierre, Joe Biden, and others, they just say they were adamant he would not be pardoned. And then that led to a lot of speculation that even Donald Trump would say on the campaign that he would consider pardoning Hunter Biden.
Right. Yeah. No, we're definitely going to talk about that. Also, the Democrats in Baltimore City are now understanding hunting laws. Did you guys see this?
No.
The guy that was attacked by the deer. I don't mean to laugh. I should not do that. But he was attacked by a deer, and there are many people in Baltimore City now posting these huge bucks in front of their houses. And they're like, wow, we've never seen this before. And so I looked it up, and I was like, okay, how much of the Maryland population actually has their hunting license? Only 2%. And if you compare our hunting laws to Pennsylvania's, you will see that we have a lot of regulations, a lot of laws in place, and maybe Baltimore City residents will understand why hunting is important. So we're going to talk about that.
You know, that was one of the big successes of Scott Pressler in Pennsylvania, because hunters, I was shocked to learn, were not big voting bloc folks. No. They just did not vote.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of them registered to vote, and they turned out to vote for Trump in the last election.
We're having this deck put in our house, and the guy told me right before Thanksgiving, I won't be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, oh, okay. Because he has a small cabin in Pennsylvania. It's deer season. So he said, all right, bring me some backstrap, please. Yeah. Would you like the tenderloin? It's really good.
I can imagine people from Maryland go hunt in Pennsylvania. I can imagine. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. I also have the audio from the guy that was attacked by the deer. Apparently, it wasn't just him. It was also his dog. So people should be on the lookout, honestly. Okay, I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. Also, Canada's now running ads warning refugees of coming to their border. So we're going to talk about those ads that just went out.
Wait a minute.
Going to talk about their
refugees
asylum numbers.
I mean, Americans fleeing America to Canada, sneaking across the border to see if they get those good hockey jobs? What?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's us. I don't think that's who they're warning, but we'll talk about that.
All right, coming up next, 9 o'clock, right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim Klasick live. Will be tuned in then, 8:57 here on the Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Do me a favor, if you could, Kristen, and dump the two next cuts and go instead to the cut, the MAGA voter. That's the next cut. Folks, I wanted you to hear this because this is sad.
MAGA family, I'm sad to announce that I have nowhere to spend Thanksgiving. And thank you for all the support. Okay, it's sad to spend Thanksgiving alone, but I'm going to go to the soup kitchen down the street and just see if I can just have a meal there. But thank you all for everything. I also don't have a car. I'm not mobile. So if you were asking me to go somewhere that's more than an hour out of my reach, there was no way that I would be able to get there. But thank you for everything.
Yeah, is a guy who basically his family said, you are not invited to Thanksgiving because you voted for Donald Trump. And he ended up with no place to have Thanksgiving, so he posted on Thanksgiving morning, well, I guess I'm going to just go to the local food kitchen. The guy, not a guy of wealth, is obviously a working class guy. I'm going to just go to the food kitchen and see if I can get some food there. So it's sad that this has happened. It really is.
Was he homeless?
No, but I mean,
he could have made his own turkey dinner, or just you could order it. I mean, you could go to the local store and get it. You had to go to the food kitchen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, he's a working class guy, not a lot of money, Sean.
All right. We're going to have to fact check that story. Yeah. God bless our troops. God bless America. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're not done yet.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
You're not done. You got a whole minute commercial to do.
Thank you very much for reminding
me. Sure. Glad to help.
See? Wallace Roofing. That story was just stunned me momentarily.
Yeah, I know.
Wallace Roofing. They're stunning in their ability to put a roof on your home, to repair that roof, to make sure that your roof is going to be brand new again. Now, look, they've repaired mine. They put gutters on Bruce's house. They can do it all. Doesn't matter what kind of roof, any kind of roof whatsoever, any shape roof, any style roof. Wallace Roofing has been doing this for over 90 years. And so they bring quality craftsmanship, the best materials, and affordable rates all at one fell swoop. And it's just amazing what they do. 0% financing is also available. And they don't use contractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees. So you get the job done right the first time. Call Wallace. 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number 1566.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...